teachers and gurus and all this. It was pretty good. It was, you could tell they were really grinding.
Hey, this was, you know, I was into it mainly because I wanted to see if they made the cut. And it came right down. I mean, they couldn't have picked a better year to follow them around.
Yeah.
Because they both, Ray Romano missed it by one, and Kevin James missed it by two.
Yeah.
And you literally went down to the last hole for both of them. And
Chris Berman makes a big, he has a big role in this, too.
Yeah.
And he's huge.
Ugh. God, he's a monster. You know what I loved? Yeah. I loved it that Berman, you know, Berman gets asked to play in this thing, and as far as celebrity status goes, he's way low. At this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, way low.
He's just above CEOs.
They show Ray Romano walk past Berman, and Berman's like, hey, Ray, Chris Berman, you know, glad to meet you. And Ray's like, hey, yeah, how you doing? And just kept walking. I mean, like, didn't even give him the time of day.
The fun banter was on the practice team when they were messing around with DJ.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. When DJ's telling Kevin James what to do.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, let me see if I can give you a couple of hints.
And he hits one pure, and Kevin James goes, not loving it. It's a good watch. And the thing I love about HBO is they never put crap on, and two, no commercials. I can't hang through commercials anymore.
I'm
TiVo-driven.
Yeah, you get spoiled.
And a little programming note, this week they have this big special on Mickey Mantle, which looks incredible.
Yeah.
Looks really good. And HBO, if I had one channel to watch for the rest of my life, and that was the only one to be that, I would put up with the repeats and the repeat crappy movies. And,
yeah.
Because they're made for their channel programming is the best. It's not even close. I have Showtime. They have nothing.
Yeah, I don't have anything they
should. Showtime used to have the really good fight. They used to have the blockbuster fight every once in a while, but Showtime, what was the fat actress?
Yeah.
Remember that? I don't think it's even on anymore. That kind of had a quiet demise.
It got decent reviews. But this is a really good show. And, I mean, if you dig golf at all, then it's even that much more interesting. But, God, I was totally into it. And there were some... You know what I like? I like the fact that you see those two guys that are on TV every week, and then you throw them in this situation, they're cussing, you know, and, you know, dropping F-bombs here
it's
and there.
Us.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how much money you have, what your celebrity status is. You're just a freaking hacker on a golf course.
Yeah, and to see them, like, hit a couple of snap hooks. And that's the danger of being out there at Pebble Beach, is that you're playing, those two guys are 18 handicaps. Yep. Probably worse.
Probably
when it comes right down to it, especially at Pebble.
Right.
You know. So, you better watch it. I mean, if you're out there as a fan, and there was a couple of shots that Ray hit where he hit him like, four. You know, when you're like, holy crap.
And if nothing else, and I've been out there many times because I used to live up in San Francisco. If that wasn't a Chamber of Commerce commercial for Monterey, that weather was postcard perfect.
I know.
Every day was gorgeous.
Where do they put them up?
They have
the little bungalows?
Yeah, bungalows, condos.
Right there on the course?
Pretty close, I think. Yeah, pretty close.
And I wonder if the celebrities stay there for free?
I don't know about that. I mean, it costs roughly $10,000 to $15,000 to play in that.
You pony up the cash?
Yeah, but you get 4 days.
And they're so... I mean, it's like, you know, you've taken away one of their children. They were so upset that they didn't make the cut.
Right.
I mean, that is...
And it's only to play one more round.
Deal.
It's just to play one more round, too. After 4 days.
I mean, you get to play 3 full days out there.
Well, that was Jack Lemmon's deal. What do you want, 28 years without
never
making
made
the
it?
Cut?
And you know what I also liked is that they went to... Clint Eastwood invited him. I guess he's got a big dinner party that he has every year. And... You know, I would have been kissing the ass of Clint Eastwood so hard if I were those two just low-level celebrities. They were just like, yeah, thanks, Clint. Okay, yeah, yeah. How many times did you make the cut? 3. Yeah, okay, we got to go, okay? We got to get our sleep because we got to get up the next morning.
I got the feeling Clint Eastwood didn't want to have anything to do with him.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking much. In fact, when they were asking him stuff, he was just putting up hand signals.
Writing down numbers, you know?
Now, if they ever do this again, what I thought would be great if they could do this documentary one more time is... have Larry David do it, because he's a golf nut.
Yeah.
And he might even be more neurotic than those two. That would be
I wonder how good he is.
He's about 15, 16.
Like they are?
Yeah.
Well, I'd be all over that if they did that with
Larry. Him and his buddy Jeff.
Yeah.
Those DirecTV commercials for the NFL ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get those songs out of my head.
I know. They're the Willy Wonka songs.
Yep. By the way, you're going to be a big Willy Wonka fan?
Oh, yeah.
I think the movie's going to fail.
Why?
It looks terrible. It just looks terrible. But they've come up with the bit where they're going to hand out those, they're going to put out candy bars in stores.
And have golden tickets?
If you have golden tickets, you win 10 grand.
Genius.
Which is,
well, who's the candy bar?
I don't know. That's going to be their candy bar. That's going to be their marketing tool.
And there's no such thing as a Wonka bar.
And you have to go to the movie to do something. I mean, you have to...
You probably have to have a ticket
right
to the movie, then go buy the candy, the Hershey bar.
10 grand seems kind of low to me. I mean,
it's a good gimmick,
though. We're talking marketing budgets. But the movie just looks...
It may be
a little
weird.
Nearly as good as
Gene Wilder.
No, you can't
do it. It's tough to remake movies.
It's the same thing. Every set looks kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I know that.
Going to the chocolate river and all that.
And it's all real. He wanted to kind of remain true to what the original was.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, we talked about this on the air. There's in the book, they talk about these squirrels that are shelling walnuts.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, and instead of using computer animation with the squirrels, which, you know, could have made them look exactly like real.
Sure.
He had a trainer come train. Tim Burton had a trainer come train 40 squirrels. And they literally train these squirrels to crack nuts and put them on a conveyor belt. And they showed, I saw the making of this, there was a 15-minute HBO special on it, and they showed them training the squirrels.
I like Tim Burton, but all his movies starting to look alike to me.
Little, yeah.
It's kind of like the Danny Elfman themes.
Right.
They all sound the same to me now, too.
I'm going
to
go see it, though. Yeah. I got to give it a shot, because I love Johnny Depp. I think he's as good an actor as we have.
Yeah, he's most versatile. That's...
Well, nice young woman. We decided to get the perspective of a bachelorette who didn't make it to the final six, or the final 16, or the final 20, or 25 for that matter. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is Ruth Ann. She was a bachelorette who was eliminated very, very early in the program. And good morning, Ruth Ann.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sitting here eating some pork rinds.
Ooh, okay. Oh, gosh. All right, well, we didn't really see you on the program, so can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Right. Well, I'm 32.
Uh-huh.
Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
5'4".
Okay.
194.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You're a big old gal, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that... Now, where are you from?
Boyd, Texas.
Oh, you're from Boyd.
I'm from Boyd, I sure am. Right.
So, do you know the Hammer?
Yeah, I sure do. He used to go by Sweet Grail back then.
Did you ever date him or anything?
Oh, of course. I dated everything from cattle to truckers.
Yeah, go to the E.
That's right.
So what do you do for a living out there in Boyd?
I work at a DQ.
Oh, do you?
Sure do.
Yeah. Fine job.
Yeah.
Now, you got eliminated. How early? What happened to you when you went on the show?
Well, I was eliminated. I was eliminated the first week of pre-production.
Oh, so you didn't really get on TV?
Yeah, I got crossways with the producers because they wouldn't let me bring my kids.
Oh, you have kids?
Yeah, I have a passel of kids from various truckers who've come through town.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't let me bring them, but I did get to go on a date with him.
You did?
Wow. One day.
Where'd you go?
With what's his name? Aaron.
Aaron, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I took him to a goat roping competition.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and he and I won the couple's cow chip toss.
Oh, I bet he was excited.
Yeah, but the date ended badly when I slept with a carny in a horse trailer.
Yeah, that's too bad. So you didn't actually ever get to mess around with Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm not too hard. I'm pretty easy. He said I was the first 5 input woman he ever met.
5?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's right.
Man.
5 input. Please.
I also puked in his chewing dog after I had too much Everclear.
Oh, gosh. Well, you are a trashy woman. Now, how many kids do you have?
Oh, I got 7.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 7 kids by 8 different fathers.
Ooh.
I count 2 of them, 2 fathers, because not sure which one is the same act. But there are 2 guys there.
Man?
Yeah.
Huh. Wasn't a NASCAR driver, was it?
Yeah, and NASCAR Dennis is driving us around.
Any car shopper can enjoy full throttle excitement.
Inside joke for you?
Yeah.
Well, tell us, Ruth Ann, about some of the other girls on the show, The Bachelor.
Like a reproductive soup happening down there.
Did you, get to know any of the other bachelorettes?
Yeah, I sure did, Craig. Brooke was a bitch.
Hey, was she? Yeah. Come on, she was nice.
Yeah, and by the way, I had that.
You had Brooke?
Yeah, I sure did. Heather, I heard she was on with you a little bit earlier.
Yeah, she was real nice.
Yeah, I stole $20 out of her purse.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she kept bragging about being Miss Fort Worth and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, she told us that.
Helene was real nice.
Yeah.
She let me borrow a tamp a couple times.
All right. All right. This is too graphic.
And there's also
the tickets dropping radio. Hey, bud. And Sam would like to see why more people chose DirecTV programming over all other cable and satellite providers combined last year.
Okay, I think this has gone far enough.
But he can't, because Sam is about to become a study in human anatomy. But you can get over 140 channels for only $29.99 a month for the first 3 months. Just call 1-800-DIRECTV or go to DirecTV.com.
DirecTV, rethinking the way TV should be.
Just activate the Total Choice Plus package with your annual commitment to a Total Choice program. Offer in 730-105 and subject to credit approval. New customers only at $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. See participating retailer for details.
Breaking sports news now.
Texas Rangers erased a 5-run deficit last night, scoring 2 in the ninth to beat the Blue Jays 7-6. Ticker brought to you by DiamondDoctor.com. The bullpen came up big as 5 relievers combined for 7 and a third one-hit innings after John Watson only lasted an inning and two-thirds. Michael Young and Hank Blaylock both homered off ace Roy Halladay. But in the third, Kevin Mitch lined a pitch off the All-Star's shin, and he was forced to leave the game and was sent to the hospital. Tonight's game is 2 of 3 in the series and goes down at 7:05 at the ballpark. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. Kenny Rogers is trying for win number 10 as he starts for Texas. Baseball and softball have been left out of the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. The two sports are the first to be dropped from the Olympics in nearly 70 years. However, they'll both be around in 2008 for the Olympics in Beijing, China. And in NASCAR, Nextel Cup points leader Jimmy Johnson has the pole for today's race. Tomorrow's race at the USG Sheetrock 400 at the Chicagoland Speedway. He starts in row one alongside Ryan Newman. J.J. Yaley qualified 13th for Tony Stewart after Stewart crashed and was taken to the hospital during morning practice yesterday. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sager. We're not your girlfriend, we're not your wife, we're not going to tell you what to do, it's your life. We just fill it full of sports talk, all sports, all the time, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:58 on The Ticket, T-Box winding down. Thanks to Corby for filling in for Craig. Next week we'll talk all things British Open. I want to thank to Jaren and Jason and Sean Bass for being part of the show, you for listening and calling in. Don't forget to pick up the avid golfer this week, the new one, Shannon Hughes, who's been a big part of the ticket.
Don't sexualize her, Dave.
Why not?
Because she's just a good girl. She doesn't need to be sexualized by you.
You go to
avidgolferonline.com.
What hot girl does not need to be sexualized?
Her.
Well, how old is she?
She's too kind.
How old is she?
I don't know, 23,
24?
Very nice.
Is she married yet?
Yeah.
She got married, just went on her honeymoon.
Just got back from Maui.
God, I hate her. You know what? You remember Kim Smith, the model that we had on at Ticket Stock? No, she never did call me back.
She didn't.
But I was at Walgreens the other day picking up my AIDS medication, and I was waiting for my prescription to be filled, so I was just kind of hanging out in the magazine aisle. And she was on the cover of, like, Women's Fitness or something.
Really? I haven't seen her literally on anything since we had her up.
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't been doing that much stuff, but...
Perfect.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, on covers of magazines, they airbrush the hell out of them.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, she's just perfect.
You think they could put you in, like, a flattering position on the cover of, like, Men's Health?
And just airbrush some six-pack abs?
Yeah. God, Dave looks great.
Well, how tall is her husband? Because she's 5'10", and she came into our... into our office with heels on.
Yeah.
I mean, she was Michelle Wee tall.
5'10", 11, 6 foot, you know, right around there.
He's a handsome guy. I mean,
real nice. I mean, he was real nice.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I can, you know, really say that she deserves better. I mean, she probably deserves wealthier, but, you know, I mean, he's a fine human in his own right.
Yeah.
You're 30 seconds late, and you will be docked.
I'm not late.
You're 30 seconds. It's 10 o'clock.
Who are you?
Are you shaving?
I don't even recognize
you. Clean shaven?
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen since I took off the beard.
How come?
Why did I shave it?
Yeah. He's growing up.
You just bug me.
He's maturing.
Reinvention.
See Corby's haircut?
No reinvention. I'm still me, buddy.
And by the way, this mix is sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. Go to 35LEASE.
Awesome. Get your car today. What's the store with his hair, Corby's hair?
He cut it himself, and it looked okay. You cut off something in the front, but it's the back that looks...
What did you use to cut it?
Why did you have to do the back?
Scissors that you cut like manila paper. Well,
turn around.
Why did you do that?
Like painting shears?
Hang on. Stop ordering me around. Stop directing me.
Have you gotten it fixed yet?
No. Dude, no. So yesterday, it was like 1:15, I was getting ready to go to work, and I was...
There was a time to reinvent yourself?
Piece of hair that was bothering me, which I do often.
Yeah, sure.
I'll clip off at some
trim.
Well, I cut off too much, like a hunk. And then I was like, God, it looks uneven over here.
He reinvented too much.
So I go on the other side to make it even, and then it looked ridiculous. And then it was like, holy crap. I mean, I went nuts.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've done that.
Are you serious? No, Dave.
I don't think I've ever messed with my own hair.
I'm talking about cutting off like two inches.
Yes.
All over.
I have done that.
I mean, my hair was getting really bushy.
I had
long in the back.
What'd you do? Did you go over to Supercuts or something and get a...
What do you do?
You have to go get it fixed. Otherwise, it's going to grow out weird, and it's going to start driving you even more crazy, and then you're going to want to cut it again. Yeah, you look retarded.
Wait, you did that?
Looks like you got a toupee on.
Who do you think did it?
Why did you do that?
My dog?
Well, I don't understand why you had to cut the back if it was up in the front that you did your weird stuff.
I had a mirror, like, you know, that I was looking at
you
in
need
the front.
To go get it fixed.
I know. And then I had a mirror, like, that I was, like, looking at the back. I'm going, oh, my God, well, it's so short all over here, and the back's all long.
Damn it, God. I had a mullet.
Yeah, I did. And I was like, fuck. And I was late for work. I'm sweating. I'm nude.
So do you have little tufts of Corby hair all over the bathroom?
No, I cleaned it up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I went through...
It looked like a dog got caught in a blender or something.
It was disgusting.
Gross.
I hate my nude physique.
I went through a real...
Isn't nudity gross?
It is. It's total.
God.
It's nudity gross, yes.
I went through a real obsessive compulsive phase where every day, you know, like you were talking about, there'd be a hair that would bug me.
Yeah.
And so I would cut it. And then, you know, the next day I would cut more hair. And so my hair would never grow. And it would just all be all different
patches.
I would be patches.
Like a hedge.
And so finally I had like real, like hair cutting scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And I just threw them out. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Too tempting.
Cold turkey.
Yeah. I have to just not cut my hair. And if it starts bugging me, I have to make a hair appointment.
The scissors I use though were the ones just that you have in your drawer for cutting things. Like when you wrap
bread with the rounded edges. Construction paper.
Yeah.
They're not like kids.
Well, you know, you have.
Elementary school.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, there were. You have the scissors that you
your hair bends inside the scissors. You can't even cut them.
Saw it.
Oh, it was a terrible moment. I can't tell you how. I was sweating so bad because I was nervous. I was like, well, what am I doing? I got to keep doing it, though. And these can't stop. It's like heroin, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have mustaches and stuff all the time. They'll
you know what I
trim it, and they'll cut off too much, and then they get a hack.
That's okay, though, because you can just get rid of the mustache, which you should anyway.
Yeah. Sideburns, I've done that before. I've had to start over.
I
can't get them even, and then...
Yeah. Pretty much you have it up the crown of your head.
Bottom line is you shouldn't mess with your hair yourself.
No. And the worst is eyebrows, because I've got bushy eyebrows, and I've had many an eyebrow mishap where, you know, you...
Why don't you just go get them professionally done?
Zipped.
Yeah, that's a little too metrosexual.
A little wax action?
But, you know, if you would do one side...
Metro.
And, yeah, I was going to say, is it metro?
Metro, sorry.
Metro.
But I would do one side, and then, like you said, it's uneven, so you do the other side, and then that's uneven from the other side, and so you got to go back and...
Boy, don't mess... That's... I would...
You look like a
super... What? You look like a super freak when you have messed up.
I just get haircuts as a kid.
I don't think girls know this, Dave. Girls don't look twice at you to begin with.
No, but
you
don't want the unibrow, though.
No, but I'm saying...
Do you have a unibrow?
I used to, like when I was in a teenager, but, you know.
I
have a natural unibrow. I don't know if it would be like Liam Gallagher, like grown all the way across.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in high school, I started tweezing it. Now I hardly ever have to.
The worst one is the R.E.M., is it Bill Berry?
No, it's the drummer that quit. He had one all the way across.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had like...
That's Bill Berry.
Yeah, Bill Berry.
What am I talking about?
Well, Dan's going to be at Sports Clips today.
Yesterday at our remote, Claudia was out there, the ticket chick, and she's like, I would cut your hair.
Your hair is crazy.
You get her, wouldn't you? And, well, she said she's going to be the ticket chick out at where
Sports
is
Clips. Football all the way?
Yeah.
And she's like, if you show up there, I would cut it. I have training. She said she'd train for 3 months as a hair cutter. Person.
In the Romanian army.
Yeah.
Train you.
Cut your hair and kill you. But I figure maybe she'll brush it.
My mom used to pick the person that would cut our hair by how their hair looked.
That's what barber cuts their own hair.
That's true.
I finally got a haircut. You know, before I left, my hair was bushiest. My biggest problem with my hair is that I have so much of it, and it just gets so bushy, and they'll just thin it out. And it will. It'll look like a sheepdog was just shorn.
Yeah.
And then I look at my hair, and I haven't lost any length, but there's all this hair on the floor.
Right.
That's brilliant when they can do that, though.
Yeah, they use those weird razors.
And it looks like they're cutting length, but they have these little
variations in between in them, so they only cut like every fourth hair or something.
Yeah. Hey, what's the difference between a barber and a stylist?
Can a barber? Stylist is a girl.
It's about $40.
All right, but can a barber be a stylist?
No.
Or is there special? What do you mean?
No, he's too old.
Is there special training?
He's not hot enough.
Like a guy with a military haircut. Why can't he be a stylist? Why can't he charge $40?
Because he didn't market himself that way.
He's not gay.
It's all about marketing. They had some really good ones down in Grapevine. The old time barbers.
Man, I'm now starting to see the value in decent haircuts and the ones that give you a little scalp massage ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And you got big old rack juggies that brush up against you.
Yeah,
they don't brush.
They feed you wine.
They push.
Yeah.
You want to get drunk?
Out of their bosoms.
Hey, you want to get drunk and cut your hair?
You know,
there's nothing better than get your hair shampooed.
No.
For like the best.
You know what I like?
You know, a good shampoo will definitely make it move.
Make what move?
Your hair. It'll make you get all the product out and stuff.
Can say.
Now, that's a good luxury. I like that. I'll take that. Well, what do you guys say for a haircut?
I don't want to talk about anything anymore.
Too much.
I will admit.
I pay $35.
Because we all have short hair, so, I mean, it doesn't take much.
I will admit.
I only paid that much.
I will admit that once I did go crazy... And I paid $75 for a haircut.
What?
I paid that much for one.
Only once. I felt so...
Where?
What'd you get for it?
Who?
The Matthew Tully place on...
I went to a Tony and Guy once.
On McKinney?
And it was one of those... You know, because I always wait till right before I go on a trip before I ever get my haircut. So I get my haircut twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll always be in a panic right before my trip. I had a flight at 4. But man, I need a haircut. So I walked into a Tony and Guy. Yeah, do you have anyone to cut my hair? Oh, my good God, do you have anyone? Well, yeah, we have one of our...
senior stylists.
Yeah, one of our stylists that is so high-ranking, they're clear. They have
no one ever wants to pay that price.
Yeah, they're level A1 black belt, you know, hair cutters. And it's like $75.
Yeah.
No. I had no choice. And he said, yeah, do it! Oh, my God, do it! I'm going to die in the plane anyway!
They put you in a position where you... It's like...
then you
how
tip
do you say
them, right?
No? Well, because if you walk out... Then you're a cheap little...
Whenever I call a new place that I haven't been before, I always ask, you know...
Do you have an adopted special?
What are your pricing options?
Yeah, exactly. I'll ask who's available, and then I'll ask, you know, one, which one is hottest, and then which one is the least expensive, and then, you know, whichever one matches up.
Yeah.
So I pay $12.95 and then over tip.
See, I usually pay...
Why don't you just take yours off and do it while it's on the styrofoam head?
I like to pay like $40. I think 40? I think that's a decent price.
That's a lot.
Billy's
it's
Clippers
a lot.
On
How
me anyway.
How often do you get your haircut? Once styled. A month?
No, I get a cut like every 6 weeks, every 2 months.
So I go every 2 weeks. So that's how I justify my
weeks?
$50 haircut.
2.5 weeks, yeah.
Are you only
kidding?
Twice a year.
Yeah, every 2 weeks for $12.95, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah. How can you get
well,
your cut, Corbin?
But you don't have any...
Are you still going to the same person I go to?
Dee Dee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I alternate between Dee Dee and then Leslie, who's not even there anymore.
Yeah.
So how do you alternate?
It depends on who's available.
Yeah, if Dee Dee's all logged up.
Hacking.
All logged up?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. She's doubled over in the stall.
Then I'll go to the other Avalon.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And get it cut by this girl named Jen. Jen.
Hmm.
And then if Dee Dee's available, then I'll go with her.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her.
Yeah. Good time.
That's where they give you the scalp massage and
cucumber
slap you across the face. Yeah,
right.
And stick a cucumber.
I've heard people say when they move,
on your eyelids.
It's much more stressful finding a new person to cut your hair than finding a new doctor.
I'm such a hair...
I combine the two.
I'm such a hairstylist whore. I've probably been to like 50 different stylists in my life.
And it all looks
so weird. Looks the same.
Hey, you know, I am actually on a winning streak lately. I've definitely...
In your eyes.
Too?
In my eyes. In my eyes. But...
What, you haven't cried yourself to sleep the past 3 nights?
Exactly.
It's a winning streak.
Taking your hair with you, trying to patch it up somewhere.
But, you know, I always have like the...
Dave looks like the Team America puppet after...
after being more mouth...
More mouth-sized.
But I have, like, the honeymoon with the stylist where I go and I try a new place and, you know, the first time they do a great job. I'm like, oh, man, I found it. This is it. I'm never going to go to anybody else. And then the next time I go back and they screw it up or they do something that I don't like, and then I start thinking, man, I'm going to have to do this
again.
I like
getting haircuts, period. If I'm in a bad mood, I'll go get a haircut.
Boy, I hate getting haircuts. There's so much pressure, and I'm always worried it's not going to come out right. That's why I always put it off until I have to do it. That's why I only get 2 a year, because it's too much pressure.
Yeah, but I don't know how I did it. I don't know how I had the patience to grow my hair out.
Especially in the summer.
Like, the times that I did it, like, grow it long. I don't know what...
Into the Norman Bates mother.
You wore a hat all the time, is what you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
He had hair.
You remember?
Hair.
Yeah. I mean, it's, until it got long enough to go in a ponytail, you were always wearing a hat. That's the only way you can do it. That's why dudes in college always grow their hair out. They just wear a hat to class every day. They don't ever mess with their hair. And then all of a sudden it's long.
Hair. I don't know about anybody that does it out here in this heat.
Dave, did you ever have really long hair? You only had the helmet. I remember the helmet, but
never,
did you ever get to...
You know, Prince Valiant.
Yeah, I had like the, you know, chin length.
Willy Wonka?
Yeah, I had the Willy Wonka, the page boy. But I never had the patience to let it, you know, get any longer. It never went down to my shoulders or anything like that.
So $75 is most any of you spent?
I think it was 85 with tip.
And then they convinced me to buy a product on top of that. That ran up to about 150.
I mean, you guys spend like over 150 to Highland Park or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm sure you know. Now, what do women spend?
That's where the racket is.
Well, yeah, because you got to get your hair streaked, you got to get it dyed, you know.
But yeah, usually like the standard price for a, you know, for women to get their hair cut in color is probably like 120.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of like the average. And then it probably just goes
plus
from there.
Plus
you know, I saw this thing on, I don't know what it was, like Bravo or something, and they were talking about in New York City how the price you pay for a haircut, you know, in certain circles is like a badge of honor. You know, just it's kind of a status symbol. And there are some salons that have kind of a pricing war. They're seeing, like, who can charge more.
Like Jose Bear or what else?
No, like more trendy than even he is.
Really?
And there was one place that, you know, they were trying to justify, like, I don't know, like $3,000 for a haircut for women. And, you know, they were talking to the stylist, and he was like, well, you know, you think about it, hair is the first impression when you meet someone. And, you know, if you're going to go to a cocktail party and spend $3,000 on a gown, then why wouldn't you spend $3,000 on your hair? Because you're wearing it for months.
Well, there's stars
that'll fly out to New York or whatever. Like Goldie Hawn type thing, and they'll spend a granny.
Yeah, it's 10:25.
Uh-oh.
This is Sports Radio 13. There's also this guy
Rachel said she knew you guys named Shauna. She's a ticket chick.
Oh, really? She was on the show?
Yeah, but she felt conflicted about her Mormon beliefs and left pretty early. But at least I made it, I was the first one cut.
She said at least. Who was?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's a Wise County thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least I made it further than the Middle Eastern girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wouldn't even let her go on the plane going out there.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she's racially profiled.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah.
That is too bad.
Yeah.
Ruthie, give me the phone.
What?
Give me the
phone. No, no.
Oh, no.
Give it here. Musers.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Quivering Norm.
Oh. Hi, Quivering.
Hi, Quivering Norm.
What are you doing back?
Ruthann. It's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka, welcoming you to The Beautiful Life. Today, we're discussing the proper way to sip Belvedere citrus from a woman's navel. 1. Pour. 2. Sip. Yummy. This has been Belvedere Citrus and a navel of exquisite merit for the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately. Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and the beautiful life, listening to Wagner. It's been said Wagner's music is better than it sounds. No, it's not. This has been Belvedere Vodka for the beautiful life. A life far more beautiful, with far less Wagner. Far, far less Wagner.
Indulge moderately. Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And since they're on national TV, we're not getting to hear the local broadcasters, so we thought we would bring one on with us now. Joining us is the color commentator for the Dallas Mavericks television network, Bob Ortegal. Morning, Bob.
Wow, it's certainly good to be on with you.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm willing to tone it down, but it's hard because I'm so enthusiastic about the map. Wow.
All right, well, yeah, we want to ask you, though, last time we had you on, you were a bit racy. You know, you called Nahara the Mexican jumping bean, and you had all these kind of borderline nicknames for the guys, so if we can just ask you to stay away from that.
Well, I don't want to focus on the negative. Let's focus on the positive. These Mavs are up 1-0. Wow! Our band of minorities are kicking ass! Go Cuban!
Well, yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it. But, you know, they didn't play just great yesterday. We were talking about earlier, though. They just kind of found a way to win, and I guess that's a sign of a good team.
These Mavs are great. I see no holes in their game. Wow.
Well, who in particular impressed you yesterday?
Dirk Nowitzki.
Why is that?
God, I wish he was black like he called him the German chocolate. And I wish LaFrenz was Mexican and Russian, where I could call him the communist lawn worker.
What in the world?
I'm insensitive. Wow.
Well, we were mentioning this earlier. You know, Steve Nash, he's on with us once a week, and what a shot he hit at the end of the third there.
Yeah, Steve Nash. Did you see him hit that three?
Yeah.
Wow. I call him the Canadian bacon because he's such a ham. Wow, Bobby.
Well, you sure are excited.
No.
Bob Ortegal with us here on the ticket. Very excited about the Mavericks.
Wow.
Radio. Drop Page Radio.
Megaply. That could have been 1 million.
Hey.
What?
What's funnier? Kevin Garnett fading in the fourth quarter of Mark Cuban's short team. Wow. Now I'm as funny as my 1960s hairdo. Wow.
Any other players that really stood out, Bob?
You want a prediction?
But no.
What?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we want a prediction.
The short, burnt black man will be a factor in the playoffs. Nick Van Exel.
Gosh. So you like the Mavericks to sweep now?
I love all of them. The monogamous mantis. The Canadian male slut. Or as I like to call him, the Mountie. The sauerkraut. The Mexican jumping bean. The meat eater. Blow them all.
We ask you to stay away from those nicknames.
Yeah, I don't like those nicknames.
Hey, listen.
listen, guys, I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta get to the immigration office and work on new nicknames.
Okay. See you later.
See ya.
You know what? He's not that enthusiastic.
No, I think that was the fake Bob Orr story.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
There's about a half mile of cracks and crevices in every home where air and water can penetrate. Tyvek Home Wrap keeps that air and water out. That can make your insulation 2.5 times more effective. Stop burning up your money. Get the protection that's saving millions of homeowners on energy bills all year round. Tyvek Home Wrap. Ask for it by name. Home Depot At Home Services is ready now to re-side your house with DuPont Tyvek Home Wrap. Call now, 800-79-DEPOT. Sports news first, guaranteed.
Stage 8 of the Tour de France is over, and Texan Lance Armstrong retains his yellow jersey. Ticker brought to you by DiamondDoctor.com and Safari Waters Ranch. After 8 stages, Armstrong has a 1-minute lead over German Jan Voigt. Peter Wiening of the Netherlands won today's stage. Kenny Rogers tries for his 10th win tonight at the ballpark as the Rangers host the Blue Jays in Game 2 of a 3-game weekend set. After winning 9 straight, Rogers has lost his last 2 starts despite throwing 8 strong innings last Sunday in Seattle against the Mariners. Left-hander Scott Down starts for the Jays tonight. The Rangers have a 246 average against left-handed pitchers this season. And the Fort Worth Bowl has lost their title sponsor as Plains Capital Bank declined their option to sponsor the Bowl for the third year in a row. Last season, the Bowl failed to produce a Big 12 team. Although the Bowl still doesn't have a sponsor, it will be played this season in Fort Worth. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings 10 to noon, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I've still got 3:04 and 62 seconds over here. The most insane time of all time. The Rant is back. I believe this is the first time we broadcast this program in 3 weeks at full-blown Rant.
More than that, isn't it?
Probably. Early June, maybe?
As the Rant continues its final year here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm auditioning co-hosts, by the way. For the Rant Mock 2.
Oh, you're going to try to continue it?
No. I'll do something.
I'm confused.
I don't know.
I'll be your co-host.
Okay.
No, wait, I'm quitting.
Hey, I'll be with you guys soon.
Sweet.
I want to be on the second incarnation of the Rant.
All right, I guess auditions are closed.
All right. Hopefully Corby and I have a leg up. You'll give us more consideration than will some of the other candidates.
You made the final cut.
214-787-1310 is a telephone number. Now, Corby, you have not gone on vacation yet, or have you?
No, next week. Or at the end of next week.
How long are you going to be gone for?
I'll be gone...
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Cool.
Or like a week and 4 days.
Uh-huh. Where are you going?
Dallas. Not a good deal.
You call it a good deal? You're going to fly from DFW to Love?
You need me to pick you up at the airport when you come back?
Will you? I need you to take me.
Oh. Yeah, wouldn't that suck if you were flying from DFW to Love and you had a layover in Atlanta?
Had to take AirTran.
Yeah.
This is the first time in years that I'm not going anywhere on vacation. Or just not.
Well, as much as I hate people that... want to give you advice by extrapolating from their own experience,
mm-hmm.
because usually everybody's life is different and their advice doesn't apply. I regretted it the past two times I did it.
Did what?
Staying around during
yeah,
the vacation.
I think I've done it either two or three times. The first time was all right, and it seemed like I got some stuff done. And the last two times I stayed home, I just hated myself for it, and it was a waste.
Yeah. I have a feeling that's what it's going to be like.
And we get so little time here in America to actually travel. We don't have like 2 months off or something like some countries do.
Yeah.
We get basically 2 or 3 weeks off a year.
Isn't that amazing?
And so you need to take advantage of it while you got it.
I know. Look, I know. But I'm actually working. I'm not going to have the full time off because they don't give us paternity leave, you know?
What? Have you made some announcement?
Yeah. I made the announcement yesterday.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I didn't hear about this. What's the announcement?
I'm having a child.
You are?
Yes. A bus baby.
A what? I'm sorry?
Yeah, so...
Boy or girl?
Well, we're not finding out. You know that.
Ever?
You're not finding out who...
Never. We're going to blindfold ourselves for 18 years. It's radical, sure.
What's in a new parenting book that just came out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
you're going to raise it like Jamie Lee Curtis, just let it decide.
Yeah. Let it on its own.
So is it weird knowing that you're going to be the parent of a hermaphrodite?
It's a little strange, I'm not going to lie to you. No, so...
So is this, is this why you haven't been making Down syndrome jokes lately? Because you used to always make Down syndrome jokes.
You are horrible.
Am I not right?
God, he was the king of mongoloid humor.
You were the worst at it, and I always told you, Corby, don't be doing that.
You're going straight to hell.
Don't be doing that. And you were like, oh, mongoloidism can never touch me.
Oh, God.
Taking another swig of beer.
Yeah.
And then now, Corby's been
loading the bomb. What? Are you kidding me?
I noticed he
my family?
I noticed
never.
He hasn't been updating mongoloidhumor.com lately.
.org. Anyway, so they won't give you any vacation time when you have a kid.
Yeah, they will.
They will?
Yeah.
That's not what I hear.
Hold a gun to their head, they'll give you anything you want.
I mean, good Lord, I can't get one. They're like, well, you need to take vacation then, so I got to save up a couple of days from my normal vacation.
Is that what Bob and Dan have had to do?
Yeah. How chicken-ass is that?
That's sorry.
It is.
So, but luckily my work schedule will allow me to be home in the mornings when...
Yeah, you work like 3 hours a day, so...
Four, jerk.
This is going to be weird. You think Mike and Greg can do the show by themselves?
It will be odd, won't it?
Yeah. When was the last time they had to do a show?
I think they'll handle it okay. Yeah, so I'm sticking around.
All right. It's 5:15 on Sports Radio 13th in the ticket. Here's Danny and Corby. All right, you've been listening to Danny and Corby. It is 5:35 on the ticket.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm telling you, I haven't stayed at home when I've had time off in so long that I don't even know what I'm...
Give yourself a haircut.
What do I do? What do you do? There's nothing to do here.
Work on the house.
No. I don't want to do that. It's vacation. I want to lie around.
Go to Lake Louisville. Rent some jet skis.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Did you talk about your trip yet?
Not really. A little bit.
Was it great?
Yeah.
How did it compare? How did Greece compare to other countries?
Level 6.
What? I'm sorry? It compared well.
You know, I said a silent prayer because I thought you were going to Turkey, that you ended up in a Midnight Express moment.
Now, why would you do that?
Because I think it'd be funny.
Oh, so now you're off of mongoloid humor and onto Gordo death humor.
Not death. You would eventually escape if the story played out true to form. Dave and I talked about that when you were gone, actually. We did a whole segment describing the movie Midnight Express and how it could relate to you, how you smuggled your hash back and ended up in a gay Turkish prison and had to walk the wheel in form. But you didn't go to Turkey.
So no.
You ruined my plan.
I got to reading about Turkey, and it was so cool that I said, you know what, I'm coming back and doing 2 weeks in Turkey and maybe dip over into Syria.
You can get your hash plans straight, basically.
Your contact dried up.
Yeah. She's back
so
out.
Stranded in Greece.
Right. You mean you can't get me any hash? Zero.
You know, I've heard that...
I'll stay in Greece.
I've heard that the only way to separate the men from the boys in Greece is with a crowbar.
That's a dumb joke. Is that what? On your GreekHumor.com?
Yeah. You can link to it from MongoloidHumor.org.
What a weird connection. Were you, was it beautiful? Was it...
Gorgeous.
Prettier than any other country you've been to?
I hear it is. It had some of the prettiest light I've ever seen. Light, especially when the sun's going down, just so golden and just gorgeous.
You spent a lot of time on the beach?
Yeah.
Speedo?
No, I didn't spend a lot of time on the beach, but I was always beside the water. I was always staying in
nudity?
Waterside towns. Saw some nudity at the place I was staying in Santorini with some brown-breasted girl tanning out there.
That's wonderful.
I love that.
Yeah. So it was nice. It was a lot of fun.
Did you drink?
Had some of that ouzo, which that's a big deal.
What is that?
It's a licorice flavored.
Yeah.
Thing.
But it's big over there, isn't
licorice
it?
Yeah, it's big over there.
How's the food?
Really good. Had some great food.
Like what's the what's staple over there?
Souvlaki, moussaki.
Yeah. I mean, to the Greek,
wait a second,
you know,
it's all Japanese food, isn't it?
You know, the Greek restaurants over here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is it anything like that?
I've never eaten at a Greek restaurant.
Costas over here.
Except John's Cafe. You count that as Greek?
No, I don't.
Fifty-three. You're on it. Why does he yell so much at that cafe? John scares the hell out of people when he calls their number.
Why do you drive all the way from Arlington to go eat at John's on Greenville?
Oh, because it's close to the ticket.
Oh, really?
He hates you, too.
The band?
Really? No, he hates Gordon.
You didn't watch Live 8?
He hates Gordon.
He does?
Because Gordon always comes in after breakfast hours are over.
And demands breakfast?
And make an omelet.
Do you know who I am?
He does.
Do you know who I am?
He has no idea.
I will take your business down.
He has no idea who I am, either. And, like, I, because I'm friends with a guy who is friends with him. Mm-hmm. He's been going to John's for, like, 30 years. And so he sees my friend, Steve, and he's always, hey, Steve, how are you? Hey! And then he looks over at me and just kind of gives me the evil eye. And so he hates me for some reason.
Because you make him reopen his grill for breakfast.
His omelet fixture.
The grill's right there.
But it's all ready for burgers and
there's
stuff.
There's no difference.
It's all cleaned up. All the egg gunk is out.
Anyway, so what were we talking about? Oh, Greece. Yeah, it's really incredible, and
you want to tease your first gay experience? Talk about that next.
I didn't have a gay experience there.
Mile High Club.
My first gay experience was not in Greece.
Hot women?
Don't you insult me?
No, buddy. Really?
Yeah.
Kind of mustachy women?
No, they were just a lot of butter faces.
Interesting. I thought maybe that Greece would have a lot of good-looking women.
No, you would think, you know, you're thinking everybody's going to be an Aphrodite, but no.
They all have saddle skin?
What's saddle skin?
Like sun skin?
Nah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, they were all brown, you know, a lot of brown-bellied girls, but not
that great.
They kind of look Mexican, is what you're saying.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock. Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life. And today we're discussing that most beautiful game, rock, paper, scissors. A caveat. If you think this is a game of chance, you're a fool and will be beaten like scissors to rock. Hint. Know the enemy. If your enemy leads with rock, he prefers brute force to strategy. Destroy him with cunning tactic. If paper is his chosen lead, he is a sneaky ferret trying to turn aggressive play against you. His strategy will, however, change if faced with losing. The specter of imminent defeat turns even the subtlest player into a rock-wielding troglodyte. If he is a scissors man, he combines the heavy-headed force of rock with the finesse of paper. You will need to be at your best to vanquish him. Celebrate vanquishing him with a Belvedere.
The only vodka worthy of rock, paper, scissors, and the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
All right, on our phone now, we are joined by the new head coach of the Cowboys, the extremely fake Chan Gailey. Chan, how you doing?
How you feeling doing, Hotline? Ready to be on with you? Ready to talk a little football with a new sports radio station in town?
Well, I don't know if we're exactly new. I mean, you're new. We've been around for a little while, but I guess that's neither here nor there. Are you excited to be here?
First of all, I'm very excited to be here. Come coach to the American team, Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys, of course, the team I heard about all my life. I grew up in Georgia, right over there, across the Mason-Dixon line. Everything we grew up over there, listening to Dallas Cowboys football on the radio and watching on television. So I'm excited to be the head coach of that particular team. I tell you what, I grew up on NASCAR. Love Jeff O'Dowd, love Jeff Gordon. We're gonna take all the cans of hillbilly and see if we can massage our heating on, trip up the sensei before it catches in on the coupons. It's an offensive game. We're gonna put the product on field, gentlemen.
God, what, man? How much of that did you get?
Well, I got a lot of NASCAR references.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Now, you were brought here because you're known in football as being something of an offensive mind and an offensive innovator. As you've looked at the Cowboys, what sort of offensive innovations might you have up your sleeve?
See, not only I got an offensive mind, I got an offensive body. Offense is the way I think in offense all the time. I like to run the ball left, run the ball right, I like to run the ball, period. I like to run it up the middle, I like to run it left again. As a matter of fact, my head is exposed to popcorn every Thursday night with hot sauce and a tea. So let's play football, gentlemen. Let's go.
What? Head is exposed to popcorn every Thursday. Wow.
Let's go talk about the cheese.
How's your family adjusting to things here in Dallas so far? Are they liking it okay?
Tell you what, they haven't made it over here yet. They're over in my home country of Georgia. They haven't made it over to Dallas, Texas. On the Dallas Cowboys, they're sitting on the divan, sipping lemonade and eating hominy grits on that divan out there, waving that Confederate flag at the Grand Dragon and Robert E. Lee out there. Said the nose bleeders with the water pistols come down and make macrame for everyone. We're going to score a touchdown in the red zone. It's go time, fellas.
What? All right, what about your coaching philosophies? Who are some of the people that you draw on for coaching philosophies?
Three people I draw on for coaching philosophy. That's a very good question. I appreciate you asking me that. I draw on Tom Landry, the great Tom Landry. I draw on Bear Bryant. I draw on Richard Petty. I tell you what, we're going to come in here. We're going to play a lot of football. We're going to play a lot of football. Every Cowboy game, every time we get out there on the field, we're going to climb in the birdhouse and bob apples during the quilting bee. Make peanuts out of Ronald Reagan. That's something Cordell Stewart can be proud of.
How can he be proud of that?
I'm not exactly sure about that, but I tell you what, online, this is a good thing. This is a good thing right now. I'm going to tell you the good thing right now. Bears, we're out of town. We're going to bring a win in here. We're going to bring a win, and we're going to have a 10-6 season, not a 6-10 season. We're going to get out there, and we're going to play football. We're going to run Dion all over the place. We're going to run Troy all over the place. We're going to have leftovers in the lumber yard, putting lint in my pocket, and I couldn't fight that tiger without the best carpet.
All right, I'll tell you what, we will go ahead. We look forward to visiting with you a little bit more on down the line.
Page Radio.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK? Custom View Interlasik? CK? Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live custom view intralasic procedure so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Shoot.
It's all right, Nelly. He didn't mean it.
Yeah, I did.
I say you didn't.
He totally did.
Ah, now you've gone and hurt her feelings. She's not made of stone, you know. She's made of flesh and blood and wool, just like me and you.
Sorry.
Everything you love about AirTran Airways, plus no sheep that the AirTran promised. AirTran Airways. Go. There's nothing stopping you. And right now, all AirTran Airways destinations are on sale. Book at AirTran.com by July 15th and fly by November 16th, 2005. 10-day advance purchase required. Lock-up dates apply.
Sean Bass, another start for the Gambler. Details next on the Ticket Ticker.
T1 Ticket Head Card offers are back. Get great T1 discounts from Jamba Juice, GermanDeli.com, Humperdinck's, David McDavid Honda, Superior One Transportation, P.D. Johnson's Deli, and State Street Spirits. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. When we say sports, you say now.
The Rangers will try to make it two in a row over the Blue Jays tonight at the ballpark. Ticker brought to you by Ditch Direct and Sonic Drive-Ins. Texas scored two in the ninth inning last night, winning 7-6 tonight. 9-4, Kenny Rogers, who is still appealing his 20-game suspension, starts for the Rangers. He faces fellow lefty Scott Downs, who is making his first start of the year after making 11 relief appearances. You can see tonight's game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. In golf at the John Deere Classic, the leaders are on the course this morning. And right now, during third round play, J.L. Lewis, still your leader. He is 2-1 overall on the day through two holes. He has a one-shot lead at 12-under over West Shore Jr. and Shigeki Maruyama, Todd Hamilton, Richard S. Johnson, Brent Jobe, and Robert Damon, all sitting two shots off the pace at 10-under. And the Cleveland Cavs have apparently found someone to play alongside LeBron James. As reports say, the Cavs have come to an agreement with Wizards guard Larry Hughes to a five-year deal worth $12 million a season. The 26-year-old guard averaged over 22 points last season in D.C. Ticket Ticker is service of Napa Auto Parts. Make sure your car is ready for safe summer driving with Napa TruStop brake pads starting as low as $10.49. You'll get safe, reliable braking at a competitive price. Napa, get the good stuff. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket's Texas Rangers postgame show, Diamond Talk, immediately following every weeknight Rangers home game. Live from Humperdinck's in Arlington, brought to you by Miracle Mortgage and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
.304 on Sports Radio 1310
The
Ticket. Or if you add the seconds in, it's 3:05. It's 3:04 and 62 seconds. You're listening to The Rant. Corby Davidson, Dave Lane, Gordon Keith. Kind of our, you know, we've basically doing the Ron Chapman thing. We've announced we're retiring at the end of the year. And here pretty soon we'll start working in Jody Dean, who's going to take over this program. So he'll be doing the show with us for the last quarter of the year.
That'll be weird.
Yeah. But it's kind of a nice gradual handoff. We have telephone number 214-787-1310 is the number. And Corby has a vacation coming up. I just, you know, kind of talked about my vacation a little bit. Dave, do you ever take vacation? Are you just a workaholic?
I'm definitely not a workaholic, but, no, I haven't taken a vacation. I guess, you know, the Coachella trip was kind of a vacation.
You kept running out of gas in the middle of the desert as a vacation?
Yeah. I don't think I have anything planned until ACL in September, but I do want to go to Europe.
What's ACL?
Austin City Limits.
Oh.
But I do want to go to Europe this fall, if I can save up enough money.
You better get cracking.
I know. Because, you know, next summer is the World Cup in Germany. And I definitely want to go to that, but I don't want that to be my first trip to Europe, so I want to try and...
Too much soccer involved?
Yeah.
You'll be able to explore a little bit?
Yeah, I want to knock out, you know, my maiden voyage before that, so.
By the way, I will be here next week, though. I'll be working during the vacation.
Hey, you know, that's what I did. I had a week's vacation in March, and I had nothing planned. And I said, you know, I'm not doing one of those stay-at-home vacations anymore, so I just came into work every day.
You did not?
I sure did.
You came in here and worked?
And on the air or just did stuff?
No, worked on the air.
But it was counting as vacation time.
No, they were kind enough to say, well, we can't really charge you for vacation time, okay.
Is that why you had a couple extra days?
Yeah,
this
why,
time?
Yeah. That's why I, you know, I had like an extra week of vacation. Extra week of vacation.
I think I just worked the whole week.
If you're going to stay in town, I mean, I'm like... If I'm in town, I like doing the morning show, you know, which is kind of part of my routine.
Yeah.
It isn't,
it's not like your day is
zapped. Yeah, it's like it takes it all out of me, and I'm like stumbling around after 15 rounds or something at the end. So why not just work?
My schedule will be 4 to 7, because Bob and Dan are doing noon to 4, and then Ben and Skin are filling in basically for us doing 4 to 7.
Work. I would absolutely work in that situation.
I might.
Because the biggest drain of your job, as you've always said, is just dealing with the personalities of Mike and Greg.
Guy, you bitch about that nonstop.
Yeah, that's all I do.
So, if they're not there, then go ahead and preserve your vacation days.
All right, maybe I will.
Anyway, well, we need to start. We ought to have a fundraiser for Dave's European trip. Like a rant fundraiser where P1s can contribute.
No, I don't need any help. I'm rich.
Oh, listen to that. Whoa. Well, then I need your help, P1s. I want a Christmas trip somewhere.
Did you guys ever, when you were in London, Dave, the last time?
I've never been.
Wrong guy to ask.
What a jerk. Corey's such a jerk.
Did you take the tube?
In London?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Is this a segue into London bombing talk?
This is a segue into Alabama talk.
Or are you setting up some...
No one gets that. It's off the air that joke was made.
Are you sure you're not setting up some mongoloid punchline?
He doesn't joke about that anymore now that his wife is going to have a baby. All of a sudden, Corby just doesn't think that stuff's very funny anymore.
Which we don't even know if it's mine yet. We haven't done the testing on that.
If it's a mongoloid, it's definitely yours, though.
Because the only time I've really had sex with her is...
before you got married? Sounding.
Is one time the mailman was walking across the street.
And he turned you on so much?
Uh-huh. Then I just kind of eased him down and...
What?
And then my wife was actually out of town at the time, but she called like 2 weeks later and said she was pregnant, so it worked.
The mailman maced you during it.
Yeah.
Your dog. You ever maced a girl during lovemaking?
This will turn you on.
I did that once as a practical joke to her, you know?
Right.
She didn't...
Usually it's the other way around, right?
I mean, I was spraying it point blank in her eyes. I had on a little WD-40 straw on it, too, so it's really directed.
Just putting it right in the corner.
It's real funny, isn't it? Real funny to you guys.
Until she stops breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hilarious.
Did you guys watch the BTK thing when it was when he was having to describe all the deaths when it was on CNN?
They aired that on CNN?
Oh, yeah. Search BTK.
Who's BTK?
He's a sandwich killer.
That's BLT.
Oh.
Bound, tied, bound, tortured, killed. The guy from Wichita, Kansas, who killed all those people in the 70s.
I don't
Dude,
even...
are you out
you
of...
ever read the paper, Dave?
No. What?
Who are paper?
Where is London?
Who are his make?
All right, so this guy back in the 70s, I cannot believe you haven't heard this.
No.
Do you seriously, you don't read the paper?
Never.
You don't read the newspaper? Or what do you... What do you do?
Email.
God. So this guy in the 70s, he named himself BTK Killer.
Sent some, you know, taunting letters to the cops. They never were able to find him. He was, I mean, really horrible crimes.
But
is the one where he has, where the kids witness their mom's death, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But can you, I mean, is that really allowed? Can you really give yourself a serial killer nickname?
Well,
that was the one thing that seemed really improper about it to me, Dave.
Was the nickname.
Well, I mean, usually...
Yeah, it seemed like he didn't break a rule there.
The media or the authorities usually coin that. You know, you it's like self-promoting if you're going to give yourself your own serial killer nickname.
Yeah, that's why he wasn't a lovable serial killer. He was too self-promoting.
So in the 70s...
He was trying too hard to be Son of
Sam. He killed 10-ish people. I don't know how many exactly. But it's horrible. They had no leads, no clues, nothing. And the only clues they had were his little letters that he would send or voicemails or whatever, and they just had no clue where the guy was. Well, it stopped in like the mid or early 80s. Then he killed another woman in the early 90s.
So, a comeback.
Yes. And still...
Serial killers don't know when to give it up.
They really don't. It's like Michael Jordan. So...
So they had to pull his BTK jersey out of the rafters.
No, we're tired of BTK jersey.
So a couple of years ago, he sends the cops a picture of the girl's, like a photocopy of the girl's license and maybe a picture of her body or something like that, the one he killed in 91?
On a disc.
On a disc. And the disc had some sort of encryption on it where they could trace it back to where it was originally used.
Huh.
They traced it back to this Lutheran church in Wichita, and it was his computer. So they caught him.
He was like active in his church. He was like a
He was like a church leader.
Huh.
Had kids, wife, whole thing. You know, just, he looked like the most harmless human being in the world. Like I. So basically, on a couple weeks ago, his trial's going to start. And that morning, he goes into his attorney and he goes, well...
Oh, I did hear you guys playing this audio on the hard line.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, okay.
He walks into his attorney...
I thought this was a bit. But this is real audio?
Well, yeah, what a funny bit this is. And he goes...
I know you. When you were in your mongoloid humor phase, you thought this was funny.
Stop it. And he goes, look, I'm guilty. And there's... I did it. There's nothing you can do to save me. You know, they were going to use the insane defense, but doctors came in and they're like, he's not insane. Something wrong with this guy. He's just a cold-blooded killer. And he's like that. I don't even want to go through this. But the victims' families wanted the trial to happen because they wanted him to explain why he did it. So basically he pleads guilty, and the judge goes, okay, fine, but I want you to go through this case by case, victim by victim, and tell exactly your thought process and exactly what went on.
And we'll hear...
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life. Today we're discussing how to survive a shark attack. At first blush, this subject has seemingly nothing to do with Beautiful Life, but one never knows when one may be swimming off one's yacht in shark-infested waters. 1. Hit back. If a shark attacks, hit it with anything. A martini glass, a bottle of Belvedere, a swimming companion, anything. Hit the offending shark in the eyes or gills. Contrary to popular belief, hitting the shark in the nose will only piss him off. And research tells us it is not a good idea to piss off a shark. 2. Keep hitting. Sharks enjoy being on the offensive. That's why the sharks. So it's best to put the shark on the defensive by hitting him as often as possible. Now pour yourself a Belvedere. You have survived a shark attack and may continue living the beautiful life. Research tells us one is less likely to live the beautiful life if one has been eaten by a shark.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rhine, Lillian, and Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
But first, we have assembled a very high-powered cowboy roundtable via conference call. We have all five of these people hooked up with us. We have Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. We have Cowboys head coach Dave Campo, special teams coach Joe Avezzano, quarterback Quincy Jiff Carter, and former quarterback Troy Aikman. So what a wonderful roundtable this should be. Let's just start off with the owner and general manager, the top dog out there, Jerry Jones. Jerry, good morning and congratulations on another win.
Hey, good morning, man. We're very pleased, obviously, that we got the win and we feel it's positive. I know that I personally have been criticized for not knowing football, but I think I've now proven that I am a football man because judging by what I saw yesterday, Q Car is the next Jeff Montana.
You mean Joe Montana?
Right.
Joe!
I think our defense is as good as the purple steel curtain Doomsday Eaters of old.
That's funny. Yeah, I think you missed a couple of those nicknames. I know where you're going. Yes, there finally is promise, Jerry. Congratulations.
Well, good morning to you, man.
Good morning to you. Let's move on to the head coach, who you just heard a moment ago and joins us now, Dave Campo. Congratulations, coach. You've got him playing well.
Morning, guys. Appreciate that. Yeah, I tell you, if we could just get rid of Rowdy and Ray Stone, it would have been a perfect afternoon.
I guess you can definitely say one thing about this team. While the record may not be great, they are playing hard for you.
Well, yeah, we are playing hard, and I appreciate the effort. And I think the reason is we have guys who don't care, who care about football. They care. They're young players. They're obvious players.
And when they say lifetime guaranteed, you can count on a real life.
They're obvious players. They're not old players who have mailed it in. Guys like Eric Williams, who's off in Philadelphia now, concerned more about running hose and snorting coke than protecting out on the edge. We have guys out there that are obvious.
They are obvious players. I think that's a good term we could start using. Well, congratulations, Coach.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, to another member of your coaching staff, Joe Avezzano, the special teams coach. Morning, Coach Joe.
Good morning.
Your special teams crew played well yesterday. Kickoff returns were a huge plus for this team.
That's true. And, you know, if I keep performing well at my job here on special teams and... if this team keeps winning, I've basically got no chance of rising out of the anus of Arena League coaching to take the reins for 4 foot tall any day. Careful. Watch it.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like a Corona? Would you care for a Corona? Imported by the Gambrinus Company, San Antonio, Texas. Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Sticker!
The Texas Rangers will try to start a winning streak as they move closer and closer to the All-Star break. Last night, the Rangers came away with a thrilling 7-6 win over the Jays. And tonight, Kenny Rogers takes the hill as he faces first-time starter Scott Downs. He has no record on the year, but a 5.40 ERA and 11 relief appearances. You can see tonight's game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. First pitch is set for 7:05. In other Ranger news, Thomas Diamond and Edison Volquez are heading to Detroit next week for the All-Stars Futures game. Diamond started for Frisco last night, and he suffered his first loss at the AA level after giving up 3 runs in 4 innings as the Riders fell to Hooks by a score of 3-2. And a week after Venus Williams won the women's title at Wimbledon, she led her country down, losing in the Fed Cup to Anastasia Mesquita in 3 sets, 5-7, 6-4, and 6-2. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. When exactly did we go from growing pot to growing pot bellies? When did that happen?
All right.
Happy Saturday morning.
Yes, happy Saturday morning. So you've got The Rant here. Gordon Keith, Dave Lane, Corby Davidson. Corby, we were having fun talking about fun things, and then Corby brought up the BTK
team. I don't know how we segued from London.
This audio is like a month old.
Yeah, but it's fascinating if you haven't heard it.
All right, so Corby just told the story of the BTK killer, how he was dormant for years and years, and then finally sent a clue back to police on a computer disk. They traced it to his computer at a Lutheran church where he was active in the congregation, and then they caught him. And then he goes on trial, and he confesses on the eve of the trial and leads them case by case through all these killings.
Yeah, and
so basically he would show up, like, outside their front door or outside their window wearing, like, this fiberglass Burger King head.
No, he wasn't. No, it had nothing to do with BK King.
By the way, while he's doing all this, confessing to all these crimes in such an orderly fashion, it's haunting to hear him do this. And the audio is kind of tricked up because it's taken from a bad feed from Fox News. But the families were all sitting there in the courtroom listening to this.
By the way, I always think that the... what you mainly hope for in life is just the avoidance of massive tragedy. You know, could you imagine your wife, your girlfriend, or your mom
being a murder victim?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
In such a horrible fashion like this, and how you decide to continue on, and how you put together any sort of a happy life for yourself after that. Corby, that...
how long are the cuts in there, Jason?
Did he stab all of them?
All right, I think this 2-minute cut is his first family. And he went in and strangled these people. That was his deal. He strangled them.
And I had the gun here, and I just kind of forced myself in. I just walked in, just opened the door, walked in, and then pulled a pistol.
What gun? What pistol?
357 Magnum.
So you only had one gun with the pistol?
Yes, sir.
What happened then?
I told Mrs. Flan that I had a problem with sexual fantasies, that I was going to tie her up, and that I might have to tie the kids up, and that she would cooperate with me at that time. We went back. She was extremely nervous. I think she even smoked a cigarette. And then we went back to one of the back areas of the porch, explained to her that I had done this before. And I think she, at that point in time, I think she was sick because she had a nightrobe on. And I think, if I remember right, she had been sick. And I think she came out of the bedroom when I went in the house. So anyway, we went back to her bedroom, and I proceeded to tie the kids up. And they started crying and got real upset. So I said, oh, this is not going to work. So we moved into the bathroom. She helped me, and then I tied the door shut. We put some toys and blankets and odds and ends in there for the kids, make them as comfortable as we could. Tied one of the bathroom doors shut so they couldn't open it, and she went back and helped me shove the bed up against the other bathroom door. And then I proceeded to tie her up. She got sick, threw up.
We have to listen to this.
Got her a glass of water, comforted her a little bit, and then I went ahead and tied her up, and then put a bag over her head and strangled her.
Why are we hearing this?
And what does this have to do with...
Yeah, why don't we have a nice, fun show, Corby?
I'm not... You guys wanted to hear it.
I didn't ask for it.
You teased the audio.
You were setting up the audio, and it was time for a break. Gosh almighty, Corby.
What? It's news.
It's month-old news.
It's not month-old. It was 2 weeks ago.
And why we have to cover it on this particular show, I don't want to hear about some mother.
Well, we don't ever talk about serial killing?
No, we do. But I don't want to hear some mother's death in front of her kids.
Yeah, I know it's terrible. And the worst part is you just sit there like, you know, anybody's dad, just going over it like, I got her a glass of water to comfort her, and then I put a bag over her head and I strangled her.
No, a blag.
Yeah, a blag.
That's just, it's the worst thing ever.
It is. It's terrible.
And you're about to have a kid, Corby. You just wait. You're going to have, you're a public figure. You're a target for people. Some guy gets ticked at you and... You know, who knows what happens?
Well, way to bring that up.
I'm saying
you started it.
That should make you a little sensitive to these sorts of things.
I'm not. What do you think? I'm over here giving you high fives listening to this? I'm saying it's horrible, but it was haunting watching this because I couldn't turn it off. Grego called me. He's like, man, you got to watch this. It's awful. It was like a NASCAR wreck or something. You just had your eyes glued because the guy
was
so...
You're saying this is like NASCAR.
Because the guy was so...
You watch this as a sporting event.
The guy was so calm.
Why don't you just refer everyone that is interested in this story to your website?
Yeah, BTK Rocks.
SerialKillerHumor.biz.
.biz.
Yeah, it was really
dot
weird.
.it is an Italian site he's running.
That's .co.it.
All right, so there's fun with the BTK.
I'm so depressed now.
Well, don't be.
You want to hear a funny London story?
Oh, no.
Well, if you're going to get into terrorism, I don't want to talk to you either.
It's not about the terrorism.
Everything's about the terrorism.
It's a satellite story.
It's a space story?
I like
space.
Okay, there's this...
space is fun.
There's this R&B singer... And it's related to our previous story because he used to be in the band B2K. Not BTK, but B2K.
What a tenuous connection this is.
But this guy's name is Omarion. He's a...
Sotomayor?
No. He's some teenage heartthrob, I guess. I don't know. But he was in London for the Live 8 show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still there, I guess, when the bombings occurred this week. And so... His publicist released this statement. Says, Omarion was in London during the tragic bombings that struck this morning. He would like his fans to pray that he has a safe trip and a safe return home. He appreciates your support. And then when asked why anyone should pray for him, the publicist says he wasn't hurt or anything, but just the fact that he was there and all that.
And all that.
He made no mention in the statement of the fatalities or the casualties. Just about pray for him that he gets home okay.
Jeez, all those Brits with their teeth blown all over the place, and his publicist worrying about his safe return.
Let's hope he gets upgraded to first class and has some Perrier and gets his feet massaged.
Hopefully they have a Merlot, because Omarion hates cabs.
Yeah, and he would hate to dishonor the dead corpses with cabs. Jeez.
It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm, the episode where the 9/11 episode.
Right.
Where he walks into his rabbi's office and he sees a picture of his nephew or something, and he goes, "Oh, who's that?" He's like, "It's my nephew. We lost him on 9/11. Oh. You know, he's like backs up.
Right, right.
I don't know what to say.
But didn't he like have a heart attack cross town or something? He wasn't
even
he
got hit by a bus.
Oh, that's right.
Like on the Upper West Side or something.
Just happened to be on 9/11.
Yeah, and he's like, Larry's like looking at him going, "Well, that doesn't count. You can't claim that." It's so tense, man.
Here's Corby doing 9/11 humor.
All right. That was on a show.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, mine.
911humor.xxx.
Is that your new website, Corby?
He just registered it just now.
We can't get him off internet.
Watch it. I got a head full of NFL marbles. No NFL head job, though, but pretty depressed about that. Well, as long as I got my crazy-ass mane, and he'll fly all over the place, and I'll run around with his Zorro mask, and that's the trade around.
Well, Coach Joe, congratulations, and thanks for being with us. Let's go on to the star of the game yesterday for the Cowboys, their new quarterback, Quincy Jeff Carter. I have to address you formally this morning because you're playing so well. Good morning, Mr. Carter.
Thank you. Good to be with you. It's good to get a win. It was good to get a victory. I've been working hard on my throwing, my grip good, and my aiming. And I was able to roll out, see some things, pull off some of them 20-yarders. I'd like to thank my running back, Emma, my wide receiver, Rocker.
The tickets, Drop-Age Radio.
And I was able to roll out, see some things, pull off some of them 20-yarders. I'd like to thank my running back, Emma, my wide receiver, Rocker. And props to my offensive lineman, Stepper. Peace, I'm out.
It's a pleasure to be talking to a Carter from Georgia this morning.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Shout out to Dan Aykroyd, too.
Yeah,
also, joining us this morning on our Cowboys high-powered roundtable is the former quarterback, Troy Aikman. Morning, Troy.
I've only said five words. Now, where's my money?
Well, what was your take on Quincy Carter yesterday?
Where's my money? I was not impressed with the black Quincy Carter.
Huh.
He's too mobile to be a Cowboy quarterback. Plus, I saw only one early timeout and not enough sacks and concussions.
Let's play it that way.
Drop the tickets, Drop Age Radio.
Ever notice that when you try to quit smoking, you gain a little weight? Or that some people trying to lose weight will take up smoking? It's like trading one vice for another. Introducing Anpinlin Laser Therapy, an inexpensive, pleasant, painless, non-invasive way to drop those extra pounds or to help you quit smoking. Anpinlin uses a cool, soft laser to help your body produce endorphins, reducing cravings and keeping you from feeling hungry or craving nicotine. Anpinlin's three-step program has an incredible success rate, and it's not as expensive as you might think. Under $400 for the entire program. Plus, now you can save 20%. Simply click on the icon below or call now to schedule a free consultation. 972-818-QUIT. 972-818-QUIT. Or log on to APLTPlano.com. That's APLTPlano.com. Lose 2 to 3 pounds a week or stop smoking without the mental anguish for less than $400. Call Ann Penman Laser Therapy today. 972-818-QUIT.
Calling Dave Campo.
Hello?
Coach Campo, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Coach, it's the Dunham and Miller Show. How's it going?
Pretty good, guys. Just listening to you. Apparently, when I need a fourth down call, all I have to do is just call you guys, huh?
Well,
oh, gosh.
Yeah. You guys got all the answers along with everyone else who's questioned me out there. That's what talk radio is all about.
Well, we may have a few answers. It doesn't look like you guys have many answers right now.
Oh, no, we don't have any answers. You know, we're not smart enough to figure out stuff like that or stop websites like FireDaveCampo.com.
Oh, you heard about the site.
Things like that. Or, sure, Dave, things are fine in my life. I show up to Valley Ranch, and I don't have the corner coach's office anymore that dates all the way back to Landry.
You don't?
I got the custodial closet now.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm making out a game plan here with the broom up my ass.
That's horrible.
Yeah, my chair's that yellow mop bucket with the mechanical mop ring on it.
But I don't want to sit next to a shoe.
Oh, I bet they are.
With a broom up your ass.
I mean, the coaches don't talk to me much. Avezzano's got nothing to say to me. I'm watching him. He's got shifty eyes. And, you know, I come into the coach's locker room. You know, we got our own locker room, too. It has everyone's name up there. Avezzano, Jeffco, Zimmer. And then over in my corner says, dumbass.
Oh, that's vandalism.
Someone put a piece of tape up there and got a marker. And wrote that up there. I don't think it's very funny.
That's horrible.
What should I read into this? I have dinner plans tonight with Colston Weatherington. We're going to go out and eat soul food. I get a message says he can't make it. What am I supposed to make of that?
He may just have a schedule.
Boy, that's pretty bad if he's can't.
No. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm here to tell you something right now. The writing is on the wall.
No. That's not necessary.
Lots of bikinis. Monday nights at Sneaky Pete's is service industry night, so let somebody else wait on you for a change. Sneaky Pete's is located off of I-35 at Garden Ridge in Louisville, so drive your car or dock your boat right on the shore and get ready to extend your weekend by one more day. The party starts at 8 p.m. every Monday night with the P1 Wild Ass Circus at Sneaky Pete's on Lake Louisville.
Breaking sports news now.
Lance Armstrong continues to roll in France. Ticker brought to you by Dish Direct today. Lance finished in the middle of the pack of stage 8 and even added to his overall lead, extending it to a full minute. But Lance was disappointed with his new Discovery Channel teammates as they had a lackluster effort in today's race.
But for whatever reason, I was left alone. We just had a bad day as a team, and that makes it that much harder having to cover some moves by our team moves by yourself.
Stage 9 gets underway tomorrow morning, Monday, and the riders will have a day off. The Rangers look to Kenny Rogers to shoot down the Blue Jays tonight at the ballpark. The lefty is still appealing his 20-game suspension, and the All-Stars get to make a decision about playing in Wednesday's Midsummer Classic. Tonight, Rogers and Texas play game 2 of a 3-game weekend set with Toronto at 7:05. You can see the game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. And the Milwaukee Bucks have found a new head coach. They have signed former assistant Terry Stotts after Terry Porter was fired last month. The Bucks also signed Clippers swingman Bobby Simmons to a 5-year, $47 million deal. Simmons was last season's NBA's most improved player. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. We're doing what we do, giving you what you need. Sports. And all that implies. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Who's this?
This is a multicultural show, Corby, and I'm trying to expose people to new...
Sure, Sean, in here.
New music. Uh-oh. Look at Corby. His tribal things are going out. Oh, no, he started talking! All right. Tonganhumor.net. Okay, it's 11:13 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Would you like to take phone calls for the first time today?
Or should we go to Davey's stories from his stuff?
What?
If you take phone calls, you have to wait
about... I want to talk about you the Corby's about... travel stories.
Do you know where you are?
Yeah, do you know where you are? That's a travel story.
Because you went someplace that you didn't plan on going.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a side trip.
What about the wedding story?
That was an out-of-town wedding.
It was local.
That didn't happen in Europe?
No. I'd love to get into those with you off the air, Gordon.
Oh, there's one reference I want to make so badly.
Stinky?
But
no.
Can't.
No, the one he was just telling us about.
Oh.
Just don't.
Just
keep it to yourself.
It's so full throttle. It's just, what's wrong with you?
You know my favorite?
Can we at least say that it's
no,
an
no,
abortion?
God!
You know, my favorite Duran Duran song of all time is Save a Prayer for the Morning After.
Oh, my goodness. He's saying stuff.
I know he is.
It's on
he
the Greatest Hits CD.
You're right, it is.
It's called Save a Prayer.
Oh, I thought, like, the morning after was in parentheses.
No.
All right, Dave. Hit us out of the park.
Why would you go all the way to Europe to get an abortion?
Would you stop it? God!
You know they're legal in this country.
And then go clubbing.
Go!
You feeling all right, baby? you can still dance!
Aren't you supposed to have bed rest after that?
Corey wouldn't let her.
Come on, God. Go, Dave. Or I'll whip all your asses.
This is so immoral.
Abortionhumor.gov.
Yeah. Is that your new website?
Well, I got a lot of them today.
Okay.
No, it's morning after humor.edu.
.uta.edu.
Oh, where you can get information on the morning after pill and some good jokes to go along with it. Okay.
Oh, good times.
Of all the romantic things to do in Europe, forcing a girl to have one of those.
All right. I didn't force anyone to do anything.
Yeah, you strong-armed her. Yeah.
Go.
Come on. We just go get one of those, and then I know this cool club we can go to.
You like dancing, don't you? I do.
Take one of those. Take a tab. Here, I got two pills for you. Take the second one. You'll forget the first one. Okay, let's move on. See, I'm the one calling for us moving on.
Congratulations.
I want to be on record.
Good work.
All right.
Do you guys, either of you remember what you did for your 16th birthday?
I don't even remember turning 16, I swear to God.
I probably did nothing because I was, at that time, I was so freaked out about getting older, I didn't want to.
16 was old?
Yeah.
What?
I was always acutely aware of my mortality, even when I was like, I remember turning 13 going, man, I don't want to turn 13. That puts me in my teenage years.
Weird.
I know. I agree.
But 16 is,
I don't know what I
did. Generally pretty, especially for girls, I guess. It's more of a girl.
Why is that? What's the sweet 16?
Because then you can
stop it.
So when, in sweet 16, that's when it officially starts tasting like honey?
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Life.
Go ahead, David.
Just much sweeter.
Higher on the ticket.
Let me just speak to Gordon, please.
This is Gordon.
Gordon?
Yeah.
Do you remember me? I'm Bonpot Amaran.
I swear, you know, I try to understand the world. And I don't understand why that story has taken off in people's imagination.
The name. Bunpot was
Bunpot.
What,
6 years ago?
It's like 8 years ago. It was a poor A&M student who was driving on like 30.
It was 30.
I was impaled, Gordon.
I know.
On a piece of rebar
came off a truck and went through the guy's head.
I'm all better now.
No, you,
and then
you
there's these listeners who won't let that.
It's the name.
Be buried with Bunpot.
Because you guys made fun of his name.
We did not.
No.
Yeah, you did.
We eulogized him.
Higher on the ticket.
Hey, guys. I went to Firewater Bar and Grill last night.
Uh-huh.
And Petty Dead was playing.
I've never seen Petty Fest before.
Yeah, you want to give a review?
Yeah, it was all right, but this one guy that plays the guitar for him, he always smokes a big joint before he goes to his concert, you can tell.
Sounds like you got some real solid evidence.
Yes, but the problem was, there's this one girl there, she said she goes to every Petty Fest concert. We had a few drinks, and
whose sewer is that we're smelling in here?
What?
Dave.
But anyways, I took this chick home from the Firewater Bar and Grill, and she gave me crotch rot. Y'all know how to clear that up?
Penicillin?
I guess. Penicillin? I don't know. I just live with it. I don't ever try to clear it up. How are you on the ticket?
Yeah, good morning. Man, I was talking about the haircut you guys were talking about. I can't afford $80
haircut. Who is this?
What now?
Who do you DJ for?
Morning Energy Guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Bring it down a little bit.
Yeah. Talk like a real person.
Jeez, Dave.
This is my real voice.
Do you smell that? It's...
Anyway.
Are you sick?
Maybe.
Gross.
So talk about the haircut.
Right.
I can't afford $80 haircut, so I would go to, like, these little, you know, little shops that are kind of like, real cheap ones. And I'm always afraid of going inside, and I always get nothing against these people, but the Vietnamese, man, the old little Vietnamese ladies who are like, nobody picks. And that's what they put me with, and I'm trying to tell them, round in the back, not too short. And they're like, and next thing you know, like a mule has bit my hair. And I mean, do you tip them? Do you go back to them? And it's like, I go back, and, you know, give them benefit of the doubt, go back, and it's the same lady again.
All right, it's 10:21 on Sports Radio. 214-787-1310. If you've got funny haircut stories this morning. I can't take your voice anymore,
dude.
Wait, we
didn't even finish Davey's 16-year-old birthday party. You just said you freaked out because you were dying, and then you went to the phones.
Yeah, why are you so ADD today?
Hi, on the ticket.
Hello, Gordon. I'm calling you in my regular voice today.
What?
I'm calling you my regular voice today. All right, Sweet 16.
Yeah, so this kid in Nashville, Tennessee, turned 16, and his parents are going to throw him a little party. The parents' names are Landon and Annette.
Okay.
And they have this party. I guess all their neighbors are there. They have the family there. Even Grandpa's there for the birthday party.
They have a candy dish of morning after pills.
Yeah, just in case. Never know what's going to happen.
At every one of my parties, I have those.
You'll need these.
Just right by the door.
Yeah.
Does it have a little, like, a little card with calligraphy morning after?
Yeah.
In front of it so people know what it is?
.. just in case.
So, I guess at the, you know, apex of the party, everybody's having a good time, you know, and they blow out the candles and the cake, and then they usher in a stripper. The parents, Landon and Annette, hired a stripper for their son's 16th birthday. Mom says that they wanted to do something special for their son.
All right.
The stripper danced for 2 hours. Then after 2 hours, they passed around a hat to all the partygoers and
they
raised...
were finished in it?
No, they raised $150 for the stripper to get completely naked.
The parents were there?
The parents hired her.
So they didn't finish with the stripper with the hat? That's what I was referencing.
Right.
They passed around the hat.
Yeah, they passed around the hat, got more money, and then the stripper got totally naked. So I don't know if the police came at the party to break it up or they heard about it after the fact, but this week the parents were sentenced to 2 years probation in order to take parenting classes.
How stupid do you need to be? Because
here's how they get caught. Somebody was taking pictures with their disposable, and then they took it to a photo mat.
Yeah.
And the photo developer called the police.
Well, you know what? If there were no other kids there, in other words, you know, the other kids' parents obviously didn't consent to having a stripper at this party.
You just did it for your kids sitting there on the...
If you did it for your kids sitting there, I think you should be allowed to do that.
How weird would that be?
Well, it is weird, but you're the parent.
I know. It's like buying your kid a whore.
I don't know.
I'm just saying it is. If you feel that your child
to educate him,
that's happened many a time.
I just find it odd that the government always tries to step in on these parenting issues, and I don't know where I was going with that. So here's Corby.
And the government sucks. What do they know?
I mean, order them to take parenting classes.
Well, because, oh, I don't know if parenting classes are the right move, but can you imagine if you were 16 or 15 or 18 or whatever, if you're in high school and you go to a party,
would you want to get
and there's a stripper?
Would you want to get a lap dance in front of your mom and dad,
no.
though?
No!
How hot's the mom?
True. You have to figure out how hot your mom is.
Doesn't everyone have to confront that at some point?
That's true.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, yeah, I got an answer for the trivia.
Okay.
BJ Singh.
All right. You know, Corby's the only one of us that claims his mother is hot.
I never claimed
that. Yeah, you've said that. You said your mom is a very attractive woman.
I've never
You have said if your sister...
Hey, I'm just telling you right now.
Uh-oh, we've hit another area that has been taken off the table without our knowledge.
No. Just stop it.
Wait, when did this happen?
Because he's getting into gross humor.
I'm just saying. You used to do that humor all the time, dude.
No, I didn't, dude.
Yes, you did, pal.
Buddy.
You used to love sister humor. You mean she doesn't know that you've joked about doing stuff with her?
You're an... No, I never did. God. What a turd you are.
Oh, my.
Hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Gordon.
Hey.
I saw that family that bought the stripper for their 16-year-old.
Uh-huh.
It was a couple of weeks ago on Today Show. Tore up. They look like they were from Springtown or something.
Yeah, see, then that's a problem. Then they should take parenting classes.
Springtown?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Was the stripper hot?
Hey, Corby, I want to know if you're going to let your new baby girl swim in the canal.
That's how she's had to be born.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I have a perfect haircut solution.
Okay.
The expensive haircut.
Go ahead.
Would you like for me to tell you?
Yes, please.
Gosh.
There's a place called State, and it's just for men, and it's a salon, and for $65, you can have women sit there and cut your hair and give you a manicure at the same time. For $65.
Oh, are you retarded over there?
Well, I didn't see it. I really didn't see it. I swear it used to be over here.
No.
How much time do we have?
What's up, guys?
2 minutes still. Okay. Hi.
Can I kind of just be like blind four guy?
Just
no.
Sit there?
I just want to hang.
All right. Higher on the ticket.
Yes, I'm Corby's unborn.
Well, Corby...
I miss you, Danny.
This is a memento from your European trip.
I don't have a memento.
I miss you, Daddy. That's all I got.
Talk to him, Corby.
No, oh, he's gone.
No, he's still there. He's still there?
He's got the radio turned up.
That was quite a reunion. Hi, what, did you get rid of that?
Hey,
Wait a second. Hold it here. Who's running the dump button?
Both of them.
I am. Okay. Here's the thing. I'll run the dump button.
You didn't even know where it was.
Well, I know where it is now.
You idiot.
But
where is
your
dump button? I don't know where it is.
But see, the memo says that they are the last line.
Yeah, they're the last line.
Corby called for.
What memo was this?
What do you mean, what memo? We got about 100. You may have been gone that week, but
no,
you got a hundred of them.
Maybe there was a big meeting about it, too.
I remember the big meeting, but the last I heard was that you have to decide who's going to be the last one.
No, the producer is the last line. If he decides that it's not right, then he gets rid of it. And as should be.
Well, no, we're not going to do that on this show.
Whoa.
Oh. Is this the Gordon Keith show? This show is above
yeah.
the law?
Yeah, no. I'm saying that I'm willing to take that responsibility. There's no reason why he should be in there having to have that responsibility where his head is on the chopping block and he's the one that gets fired.
All right,
so
well,
put it in writing.
The bottom line is you need to know where the button is before you are manning it.
Okay, I see it now.
You understand where it is.
On the far right.
Okay.
But I just think that's crazy that you hire like someone like Norm Hitchcock, let's say, all right?
He doesn't even punch up his own calls. He doesn't know.
He punches up his own calls.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. So you're hiring him to provide content on this show. And then you're going to turn it over to some $20,000 a year Frito to determine what the content of that show is going to be?
I'm really diminishing Frito.
You're hiring Norm to provide that content and use his judgment, right?
I guess. I mean, that's not the memo I read, though.
It just seems weird that you should go with somebody's... Whose sensibilities are you hiring to provide a program?
See, that's the thing. Host, right? They're saying, though, that sometimes the host gets lost in the moment.
Yeah, the host doesn't necessarily catch everything.
That never happens to Gordon, though.
What do you mean the host gets lost in the moment? I don't understand that defense.
Oh, they're just having fun on the air and joking
and
around.
Says the F word on the air?
Are they thinking about what they're going to say next?
Right, and they just don't catch it.
Oh, that sounds like convoluted logic to me.
Take it up with Kat.
Yeah.
Well, I did, and I'm telling you that we talked about this.
Why are you so anti-management all of a sudden?
We talked about this with Kat, and I remember on the morning show we discussed that Craig is responsible for the dump button.
Yeah,
he's not the producer.
There's a reason that he has one, and he has one, and then there's one in Kat's office, too.
Just right. I think that's secret. I don't think we're supposed to talk about that.
Well, why was it secret?
I don't think that's secret. That's
should we dump that part?
No, you shouldn't dump that part. We know where the dump button is in here now. No, there's a reason why they're in there is because when you're on remote, the host does not have access to a dump button.
Yeah, not really. That's not the reason. Yeah, listen, you're arguing. I understand your point, and I agree with you, but you know the reason that it's in there, because if they hear anything that they deem not worthy for air, then they're going to get it, no matter what you think.
Because
I don't think they're going to get it.
But
they're
more easily disposable than you are. They're a scapegoat if something gets on
the right.
But isn't that unfair that management puts them on the chopping block instead of the person who's on the air?
But there's no way it is. They have to cover
their own. That's why responsibility should be with the person who's on the air.
It should be, but there's always...
So you're saying management is hanging the lower people out to dry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's sorry.
There you go. Don't bash me.
But they have to defend themselves.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. So they have to... carry out
in
those
these
responsibilities.
Troubling times that we live in.
In case, you know, the Janet Jackson thing, what Dave was mentioning.
You can't say that word.
No.
Yeah.
Gripple.
Right. Since...
We don't even live in a post 9/11 world. We live in a post Janet Jackson world.
I know. And what's amazing is that...
Dave!
Conservative Christians, you know, they celebrate this.
This is a victory.
They truly are for the re-engineering of society
and
their image.
Absolutely. It's nauseating. It's absolutely nauseating.
It really is sickening to me, and I hate that...
Did you dump that?
What's that?
Did you dump that word?
Yes.
What word?
I was dumped twice in the last minute.
Okay.
No, I know. Gordon did.
Right. No, I had to dump something twice.
The first line of defense got it, all right? He's the first line, Gordon is, and then you got backup just in case.
Right.
Which I understand that if it's like an F word, okay?
Yeah.
But when it gets down to matters of style or humor, then it should be left up to the host.
But that's not what they're taught, Gordon.
But it was
that's,
left
they
up.
Go to these meetings, and it's a judgment call on their part, not yours.
Well, but in that instance, it was left up to the host because Corby turned around and told him to dump it.
Yeah. That's true. Now, isn't that what you guys learn in your... Because you guys have these meetings all the time.
Yeah, right? You listen to Corby.
And and so do we. But seriously, don't they say
it's
a judgment call for you guys?
Exactly.
Yeah. Not for us. It's for them.
Because we had this battle in the morning show. One time we did a bit, and Fernando dumped 3 punchlines during the character.
This is recently?
A few weeks ago.
Which character was it?
Which one was it? I can't remember. I think it was Michael Jackson. We were doing fake Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, see, and I guarantee you it was probably right after one of those meetings that those guys had. And, yeah, it's... The thing is, though, their neck is on the line, like Dave was saying.
Right. But it should be our neck being on the line.
But it's not.
That's the way it should be, but that's not the way it is. It's easier for their neck to be on the line.
That's just unfair to them. Am I the only one speaking out defending these guys?
You're right that it's unfair.
But we're just telling you how it is. It's serious for those guys. Very serious. For you, it's just like, whatever. I'll pay my $20,000 fine.
What?
I dare you to do it to me again.
Kenny Rogers all of a sudden.
Suspend me.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me.
All right. At some point, we had to talk about the religious right. No, the religious right.
And I don't want to talk about that.
I don't even, I hadn't even explained this stuff.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Because I think we have a lot of P1s who consider themselves, you know, Christians and God-fearing people, and they like the ticket, but yet, from afar, they support all this censorship going on. Yeah, you know, it's time we took some ground back, and, you know, those people that say that kind of thing. But then when it starts messing with their world, they don't understand that this is real for their world, and that's the, would they be happy if the ticket just went away?
They fear,
because that's what they want, right? They want only good, solid Christian broadcasting.
They fear our media is turning into some sort of European style where anything goes on television.
But would you much rather have like the full European style, but and none of the American violence?
Right.
Would,
yeah.
You make that trade?
Damn right I would. Something like the gun laws and everything?
Yeah, would you rather have no murder or relatively little murder in this country but have kind of a wide open
trade
press?
In a heartbeat. Trade it in a heartbeat.
But I don't think the average Christian thinks far enough ahead to say, wait a second, I'd much rather have that. I think we're getting off kilter here.
Yes, you're right. And I don't understand it. And I know people like that. Friends of mine.
I just don't understand why the church wants to get so involved with the state.
I'm not sure the church does. I think it's the churchgoer more than the church itself.
But I guess my point is, I think there's a real disconnect between what we're told in the media that the Christian movement wants and what the actual Christians that I know want.
I'm Jeff Catlin, program director of Sports Radio 13.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I meet, you know, people, Christians all the time, and none of them are for all this censorship. Who are these people who are calling for,
you know,
hey,
it's
Janet Jackson's boob was on the air, we need to make sure that the hammer doesn't get on to Kenny Rogers too much.
It's middle America. It's all about middle America. Look at the blue states.
The red states?
Yeah.
The red states are Republicans.
Yeah. You want me to tease something?
And aren't the Republicans, the Republicans are the ones who, they don't want big government. They want government out of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Except when it comes to morality, they want the government to tell us what to do.
You're right.
I don't understand their idea of big government when it comes to those issues. I think that they're victims of a lot of confused thinking. We'll take calls next.
Yeah, let's take a morning after pill and discuss it.
That's not necessarily true. You may just be exaggerating because you feel under pressure.
No, I'm serious. Right here in the coach's conference room, it says in spray paint, Campo, you suck.
Oh.
I'm dying. My balls have never ached more. Have you seen our offense?
Yeah.
Have you seen our offense?
It's awful. Oh, are you okay?
My God, last week in practice, we get C-Hutch, right? Or Chutch, as you guys call it.
Yeah, Chutch.
I say, okay, we'll give the kids some confidence. I don't coach offense, but I said, hey, let's put the defense off the field and have Chutch in the offense practice against chairs and pylons.
Okay,
so I think it's a pretty good idea, right?
Right.
We simulate a four-quarter game against air, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Score 17 points.
Oh, that's awful. That's just terrible.
And I passed up three field goals. We went through it on fourth down three times. It didn't make it that easy.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Wow,
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets better for you guys either. The schedule gets tougher in November and December, and good luck to you.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, a schedule, we got to go on the road. Every meeting I have with Jerry now usually ends with, instead of see you later, it's, yeah, here's the broom, go ahead and sweep up. That's what I've been diminished to here.
That's awful.
You know, I got a family, too, you know.
Yeah,
I know. And that's why I don't appreciate things like FireDaveCampo.com.
Yeah, well, it kind of comes...
It's a little close to home, users, is what it does. It's a little... Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Quivering Norm.
Oh, hi, Quivering Norm.
How dare you do this to Dave Campo?
We're not doing anything.
I want you to know something. Dave Campo?
Yeah.
This is a good man. This is a good man, Adrian.
After a full 8 years, guaranteed. In fact, it's the longest-lasting solid-color deck.
Come on, just one won't matter. Just one.
But the cravings when you try to quit smoking are relentless.
Sure, you know smoking is bad for you. You know it costs way too much. But you also know how hard it is to quit. Why can't there just be an easier way? Introducing Ann Penman Laser Therapy. Inexpensive, comfortable, painless, and relaxing. Not really words you ever associated with quitting. Using a cold, soft laser beam on different parts of the body, Ann Penman Laser Therapy helps boost your body's natural endorphins, helping to reduce your cravings, making it easier for you to quit. Ann Penman's three-step program has an incredible success rate. Laser therapy to help with withdrawal symptoms, counseling, and a 24-hour helpline for when cravings strike unexpectedly. Call Ann Penman Laser Therapy now for your free nicotine addiction test. The laser therapy is only $325, and right now you'll save another 20%. So for a whole lot less than you'll spend on cigarettes this year, you can quit. Click on the link below or call 972-818-QUIT, 972-818-QUIT, or online at APLTplano.com.
Nissan is the only Tarrant County Nissan dealer to be awarded the Owner First.
All right. Welcome to Grego's Airport Security Checkpoint. I'm Grego. Now, nobody gets through here until I okay them and declare them fit for travel.
All right. Gotta get
this may take a while. You will take no weapons through here. We'll start with the obvious. No guns, no explosives. No cutting instruments, no suspicious packages, and no biological agents of mass construction.
All right.
Also, we have some less obvious items you can't take through here. No fingernail clippers, no emery boards, no nail files, no tweezers, no cotton swabs, no band-aids, no deodorant, and no complaint from any of you, okay?
Radio. Possible savings over buying each of them separately. So on Monday, pick up the phone, and maybe next weekend's load can be even lighter. To add services and earn your $50 gift cards, call 888-SBC-3949. 888-SBC-3949. Because we know how you work, we know how to help you work. And these tools can help you accomplish more. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
One return required. Offer for SBC long distance business customers. Tax restrictions and other charges apply. For details, call 888-SBC-3949 toll-free or visit sbc.com/enjoy.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
The Texas Rangers have two games before the All-Star break. Ticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and Diamonds by Drake. The Rangers are coming off a dramatic 7-6 win last night, and tonight at the Temple, Kenny Rogers takes the hill looking for his 10th win of the season and gives the Rangers a series win over the Jays. Tonight at 7:05, the Rangers' offense looks to rough up Scott Downs, who is making his first start in his major league career. Third-round play is underway this morning in Illinois at the John Deere Classic. Right now, J.L. Lewis has a one-shot lead at 12 under par over West Shore Jr. and Shigeki Maruyama, both one shot back at 11 under. Five other golfers, two shots off the pace at 10 under. And the tricked up 8 Country Home Run Derby field has been named. Rangers first baseman Mark Teixeira represents the U.S. Field also includes Boston's David Ortiz, former Ranger Pudge Rodriguez, the Braves send Andrew Jones, Philadelphia Phillies Bobby Abreu, the Pirates Jason May, Carlos Lee of the Brewers, and the Dodgers send Heesop Choi, as opposed to having South Korea's, that would be one Ichiro Suzuki. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket's Texas Rangers postgame show, Diamond Talk, immediately following every weeknight Rangers home game. Live from Humperdinck in Arlington, brought to you by Miracle Mortgage and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 304 on Sports Radio 1310.
743.
All right. We have some guys on the line who want to sound off. Here's Mike. You're on the ticket.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Sound off on what?
He's sounding off on this.
You want to reset?
Yeah, I'm going to reset on this. Republicans who want small government, right, want government to stay out of our lives. Why do they enjoy it when the government...
You're Mike, on the air,
can you hear us? Okay, he can't hear us. Do I need to use the bottom row, or what's happening over there? Okay.
Oh, God.
So why do they have the inconsistent position of they want the government to step in and force other people to think the way they do and to do everything that they want them to do? Why do they have that position? Higher on the ticket. All right, I'm on row three. I'm on the bottom row. You told me to use the bottom row.
Use the top row.
Use the top row. Higher on the ticket. Jonathan? Make sure you're sending our audio to the phones.
So I got some stories.
All right, can you put us on... I'm going to go to the bottom row. Can you pot up the bottom row? You there? This is unbelievable. This was working before you got behind the board.
Groobs!
Groobs, come on the air.
What's happening?
He's just...
What are you doing?
I'm trying to record a call-in for Dan McDowell. There's no reason that you shouldn't be able to hear the phones right now.
Once again, this is part of another new policy that we have.
Recorded call-in?
It's working out really well, isn't it?
We'll screw up our on-air broadcast as long as we can get this other policy.
Why? Because they were going too long?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah, our call-ins are going too long, and so now they're reduced to 20 seconds. Which is fine. I don't care.
What's going on with this place?
As long as it doesn't interrupt what's going on.
Why do they have to be pre-recorded?
To make sure they're 20 seconds, because you could go long if they're not pre-recorded, and if they're longer, then you have to record them again.
That's retarded.
So what you do is you record them. The smart thing to do is just, well, he's doing the smart thing.
Do we have a mongoloid running this station? Or
call in 15 minutes prior and record them all.
I don't know what the heck's happening anymore.
All right, Dave, continue on with your stories of teenagers and strippers as we continue.
Hold on, I got to read a memo about footwear real quick. We don't have time for on-air broadcasting.
Do these count, by the way? Am I okay wearing these?
No, because you don't have a back on these.
No, but a flip-flop has the post that goes between your big toe and the first toe. I think it's the open toe.
All right, are we able to take calls now?
They don't know.
Okay, higher on the ticket.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yay!
How are you? What's your name?
Jonathan.
Okay, Jonathan, what do you want to sound off about?
I'm a, Christian Republican
who All right.
would like the airways to be cleaned up.
Okay, why? Why are you so concerned about the airways?
But you still love the station?
Yeah, I love it. And it's not so much...
But don't you understand, this is one of the stations that they're having to clean up.
Right, but it's not the fact that... we want you to conform to our thinking. It's just I think you guys are genius and don't necessarily have to make AIDS jokes or, all the time.
But the thing is that, and this is where I have a big problem with it, is that you're trusting our sensibility. What comes out of our mouth is whatever we feel like we should say at the time.
Right, but...
And for you to treat us as some sort of robot and say, no, I'm going to have you, I want you to do this, but none of this, and back out of this, and I want you to do this. All right, go. And we're not robots. You either like our personality and kind of suffer through the stuff that you don't like, but you don't try to get the government to tell us, no, okay, Gordon, we're going to have ribbies here, we're going to back off a fake tiger, we're going to do this. Go.
Right, but at the same time, you're broadcasting to the public, so you do need to have some boundaries. You can't...
Yeah, we don't say the F word and things like that.
Right.
But see, what's happened, though, is it's gone further than that. And for some reason, the Janet Jackson thing, which happened on TV, has been taken all out on radio.
Yeah.
Now, explain that one to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I think it's a way for the government to make themselves, look like they're the good guys doing something, but not actually accomplishing.
Okay, and so when you chase us all off of broadcast radio, all right, when every decent broadcaster who is at least mildly entertaining goes away from broadcast radio.
It's on satellite or whatever.
They're on satellite or they're on some sort of streaming mechanism.
Right.
Are you going to be content when the whole population goes over to satellite streaming? Are you going to say, well, I'm not going to try to impose my will on that either?
And then you have KLB,
then broadcast.
Well, the FCC needs to govern that.
Yeah,
now.
You're just going to move and you're going to chase the broadcasters wherever they are because you want to re-engineer the world.
What offends your Christian sensibilities? Like, what's the big hot button?
Well, just some of the humor, like the AIDS humor is just kind of insensitive.
But you don't like gays.
Sometimes, yeah, I thought you said that AIDS is God's punishment for gay
people. I never said that personally.
I know.
But, Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just some of the humor needs to be cleaned up. But at the same time, you know, you got to keep your kids from listening to it, and that's, you know, mainly my concern. But I listen to it all the time myself, and it doesn't affect me, you know, as much as, you know, the next guy.
So do you think that society is going to hell in a handbasket because of what goes on the radio or what you see on TV? Do you think our society is worse for it? But
no, I think radio reflects our society.
Uh-huh.
You know, I honestly think that it's not radio affecting our society. It's our society affects radio.
Okay, so we were saying earlier how wouldn't it be nice, or, you know, the three of us were agreeing that wouldn't it be nice if we went to some sort of European society where the violence was way down, but it was just kind of a free and easy, open society. But it would seem that...
Like there'd be topless girls on page 3 of the Dallas Morning News.
Right. The way you think, that's completely backwards.
Yeah, I don't really know about the nudity part. I mean, it's just some of the, you know, the craziness as far as the violence, maybe. You know, like some of the, like, what is that, the Shield? Just crazy, just outrageous, you know, stuff that gives people the ideas to keep their dead mother in a truck covered with beer cans.
Yeah. That was an odd case. Hey, Jonathan, we're running out of time. Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, thank you.
We're going to take more calls on this on the other side. It's 11:50 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket has the Christian...
All right. Now, more importantly, I want everyone to look up at this sign right here. That's Grego's big rule number one. No Arabic ties. You cannot get through here if you have any Arabic ties. It's at my discretionary. All right. Now then, let's get on. Let's get this started here. Let's get moving. Step up. Be interviewed by Grego. What's your name?
Ed Morris.
Are you from Afghanistan?
No.
Are you a member of the Taliban, Ed?
No.
Are you or are you currently carrying or secreting on your person a nuclear weapon of mass construction?
No, and that would be mass destruction.
Don't you correct me, Ed! Let me ask you, do you smoke, son?
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked Camel?
Yeah, I just bought a pack.
Get in the back of my house! In line. What's your name?
Pete Grafton.
What kind of last name is Grafton, Pete?
It's Germanic, I think.
Germanic? Why don't you have an American name like I do? William. Why aren't you from America?
Well, I am, but our relatives are from someplace else.
Well, I'm from America, brother. Last time I checked, Lloyd was in America.
I mean,
all right. Pete, are you carrying any smallpox in your baggage?
You can't carry it. That's a disease, isn't it?
What's that on your shoulder? Looks like a little smallpox or something there.
Dandruff.
Well, all right. Pete, have you ever been to jihad?
Well, isn't jihad the Islamic word for holy war? You can't go to jihad.
Hey, how do you know so much about this place we call jihad, huh?
The Ticket Drop Page Radio. Thank you for listening. This station is in a commercial break and will be returning to its regular programming shortly.
And $20 credit over 20 months. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Looking for a day of barbecue, beverages, and the best bikini-clad women DFW has to offer? 1-800-THE-DODGE and I'm...
How do you know so much about this place we call jihad, huh?
Newspaper, Newsweek,
all right.
TV.
All right,
come on,
is there anybody in your house in the Taliban?
No, I live alone with my dog.
Huh. Well, how do you know that your dog's not in the Taliban?
He's a freaking dog.
Yeah, well, what's your dog's name?
Spot.
What kind of dog is Spot?
He's a mix. He's a Doberman and an Afghan hound.
Afghan hound, you get Spot! Come on! Dog! Next in line. Step on up, sir. What's your name?
I'm Al.
Al, huh?
Yeah.
Al, as in Al-Qaeda? Huh? What's your name, sir?
It's me, Giorgio.
Giorgio? I don't know a Giorgio.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like a Corona? Excuse me, sir. Would you care for a Corona? Imported by the Gambrinus Company, San Antonio, Texas.
Our regular programming to activate the North Central Texas Emergency Alert System at the request of the Corinth Police Department. This agency has requested that the following information be conveyed to the general public. An Amber Alert is issued at the request of the Corinth Police Department. Corinth Police are looking for 5-month-old Patrick Villanueva. He was taken by his non-custodial biological mother last evening. Cara Villanueva is described as wearing pink t-shirt, pink pants, but she has sores on her arms, which police believe are caused by methamphetamine abuse. She has blonde curly hair, possibly pulled back. Patrick is wearing a blue onesie outfit with a bib, and they say that he will not be in a child safety seat. It is believed that Patrick and Cara Villanueva are riding in a 1988 Ford Bronco, license plate number 4RCW15. They believe it is being driven by a white male, also named Patrick Villanueva. If you see this car or the child, you are requested to call 911. All North Central Texas stations affected by this alert are requested to rebroadcast the preceding announcement. Please stay tuned to your local radio or television station for additional information regarding this Amber Alert. This concludes operations under the North Central Texas Emergency Alert System. We now resume normal programming.
When we say sports, you say Ticket Sports News Now.
It wasn't easy for Lance Armstrong as he had to work today as his Discovery Channel team fell back during the 8th stage of the Tour de France. However, Lance was able to add to his 55-second lead, bumping it up to a full minute. The riders have stage 9 tomorrow, then a day off Monday. Kenny Rogers tries for his 10th win tonight at the ballpark as the Rangers host the Blue Jays in game 2 of a 3-game weekend set. After winning 9 straight decisions, Rogers has lost his last 2 starts despite throwing 8 strong innings last Sunday against the Mariners. Left-hander Scott Downs starts for the Jays tonight. The Rangers are hitting a whopping 246 against left-handed pitching. And in other baseball news, Indians pitcher Rafael Benacourt was suspended 10 days for violating the league's drug prevention and treatment program. The right-hander is currently on the DL with shoulder problems. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 12:10 with the great Ty Walker, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, wondering if a mime is arrested, do they have the right to remain silent?
It's 1157, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Have a few more minutes to take your phone calls about the reengineering of society, at least what some people are trying to do. Cleaning up the airwaves, it all sounds very noble, but then you get into it and it just sounds mighty evil. Jeremy, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Let me state my affiliation first. I am a what I deem myself a Giuliani Republican.
Okay.
I'm fiscally conservative, and my moral views are liberal. And it just totally enrages me when you see these people going backwards in time and thinking that, well, and then they'll preach on the pulpit that we need to support this war and fight this battle over there so that these people can have their freedoms. Meanwhile, they're taking our freedoms from us on the other side of their mouth, saying that we can't think for ourselves, this is what needs to happen. And then anytime you have a conversation with those folks, they just spew out whatever their pastor or minister said. It's like they're just programmed robots, and they don't think for themselves, they don't feel for themselves. and we're just turning into a sexually repressed and way too politically correct society, and that'll be the downfall.
Thanks for your call, Jeremy. James, you're on Sports Radio 13. Send the ticket.
Hey, Gordo, can I change the subject?
Sure.
Hey, can y'all do a rant one day on a show about
what?
People who have left the ticket all the way from ticket chicks to ticker guys? Give us the real reason
like,
why they left.
Like, where are they now? Oh, or why
yeah.
they left?
Where are they now? When, why, or the real reason why they...
All right, like, who do you want to know about?
Like, you always make jokes about the morning traffic with George. Like, what happens between that?
George basically runs off every traffic chick we have. He ends up not liking the way they do traffic, or he has, you know, they... There was one girl, George has this thing where during commercial breaks he doesn't like to be talked to. Well, we had this one traffic chick who started talking to him one day, and he got annoyed by it and went to management right after the show and got her fired. Mike, you're on Sports Radio 13, send the ticket.
Hey, man, I was calling about Shelby Foote. He passed away while you were gone.
Yeah, I know. Shelby Foote, Mississippian.
Yeah, he's a lot like you. Looked a lot like you, too.
Not about looked a lot like me, but thanks. Hey. Yeah, sad death. Shelby Foote, his trilogy on Civil War.
Lord of the Rings?
What? No. Not every trilogy is Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, God. I can't believe I got here at the end of this damn stuff.
What do you want to talk about?
Why are you talking about Republicans reengineering when you guys said you wanted to turn it into a European-style state or something that might make you feel better or something like that?
No, it has nothing to do with feeling better.
I don't understand what
you
just said.
No, you did, Corby. You said feeling better, friend. You actually...